Let's go, batter up. We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a trip was okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today. Batter up, strike one. Hey, the game has just begun and the home team's out to win. Barry swings, strike two, and the pitch is dip-to-doo. Gene's fastball's popping right in. This is it, strike three. Fans are tearing up the chairs, but what the heck, who cares? It's a beautiful day for a ball game, for a ball game today. You and I are out of dollars and cents. We can always share a little home defense. It's a beautiful day for the ladies, so throw all your dishes away. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today. At the ball game, the wonderful ball game today.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and welcome to another edition of Bakersfield Blaze Baseball. Tonight's game comes to you live from the epicenter in Rancho Cucamonga, home of the Quakes. I'm Eddie Frierson, filling in this evening for William Calvert. William will be right back here on Hometown Sports tomorrow afternoon for the series finale. But tonight is game two of a three-game set against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. The Blaze took the opener last night. They wasted no time on grabbing the lead as the first batter, Davis Stoneburner, singled and scored in the first on Amaro Gomez ground out. In the second, Bakersfield bunched up for four hits to score three more runs. The big shot, Aja Barto's first home run with the Blaze, a two-run shot. After giving up two in the third and one in the fourth, Blaze starter Richard Blyer settled into the game, retiring 12 in a row at one point. The lefty worked seven strong innings, allowing three runs on four hits for the win. Blyer is now 3-4 with a 5.01 ERA. And Stoneburner finished the game for Bakersfield with three hits. Those three hits in his first three at-bats in the game. He's riding a four-game hit streak. And Evan Reed worked a 1-2-3 ninth with two strikeouts to earn his fifth save in six opportunities. A quick look at the Bakersfield Blaze today. The big news is Michael Main, the scheduled starting pitcher, was scratched earlier this afternoon. He fell sick last night and was taken to the hospital. And the word is that he's been sent on to Arizona for a check by the Texas Rangers medical staff. So it's not life-threatening, but it was enough to send him to Arizona to get a look over. Ryan Tatusco, the right-handed reliever, will get the start tonight for Bakersfield, and he'll be facing six left-handed batters in the Quakes lineup this evening. We'll have full starting lineups in about 7 minutes. Get out your scorecards, but when we come back, William Calvert had a chance to talk with the Blaze batting coach, Jason Wood. We'll have that interview right after this.
Sure, it's great to listen to Bakersfield Blaze Baseball on internet radio, but nothing beats coming out to historic Sam Lynn Ballpark and cheering your Blaze on to victory. In the Blaze, they make it so easy, with affordable ticket packages available offering deep discounts over the same-day ticket price. The Blaze know that people have busy schedules, and that's why they came up with Blaze Bonus Books. Starting at just 20 tickets, Blaze Bonus Books offers fans undated tickets that could be used at any time and in any quantity. Bring out the entire gang to a game or spread the tickets out over the season. It's all up to you. For more information, call the Bakersfield Blaze at 661-716-HITS. That's 661-716-4487. Or go online at bakersfieldblaze.com and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Attention writers. Bump to the Head Productions is currently looking for a story to be made into a low-budget feature film. The completed movie be filmed digitally and submitted to film festivals. You must be the sole owner of the story, and though not mandatory, it is expected that you'll want to participate in the filmmaking process. Visit bumptothehead.com for guidelines and submission details. Bump to the Head.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Eddie Frierson filling in for William Calvert, who's on assignment tonight. But earlier today, William had a chance to sit down with Bakersfield Blaze hitting coach Jason Wood. Jason, who just two seasons ago was playing for the Florida Marlins, brings 18 years of professional experience to the job, and now here is that interview.
Welcome back to the Blaze pregame show. William Calvert sitting down with the hitting coach, Jason Wood. First of all, thanks for joining us here on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Nice to be interviewed.
Yeah, it's fortunately not like talking to you after a couple games. The team is struggling, hitting the ball, just seven hits in the last couple games. I think around 200 as a team over the last five. Does that concern you as a hitting coach or not?
Well, you know, I play this game for a long time, and I've been through stretches where teams go through phases like that. And I think, you know, this is my first time as a coach, and trying to relate to what I can to these hitters is just basically get back to the basics, the fundamentals, the things that you've done in the past that you've had success with, and not get away from that. You know, taking each plate appearance, one appearance at a time, and not worrying about your last plate appearance or what that may be, and just trying to basically focus on what's happening at the present time. And so we're trying to get back into that, and you know, we've done a pretty good job this year. These kids have worked really hard, and you know, the tremendous effort that they put in as far as cage work and batting practice. It's just a tough time. You know, some of the stuff gets contagious. Sometimes you go through bad times, and there's other times where, you know, you just grind out 16, 17 hits. But we're working through it, and, you know, they got a good head on their shoulders, and I think they'll be fine.
Talking to Jason Wood, the hitting coach, of course, a lot of these kids who played in college, then they're just playing every twice a week, so the at-bats don't add up.
Yeah, that's one thing. You know, we've got a few kids out here who this is their first full season. And this is the time of year, if I remember correctly, my first full season, where your body starts to wear on you a little bit, and you know, you're not used to going hard every day like you have to here. So it's a matter of being able to contain that and understand what your body can take and you know, just kind of work through it mentally as well as physically, because the mental part of it is the biggest portion of it, because you can go through stretches and, you know, offers can turn into long offers, and you want to stay away from those and really try to get your walks and just put good plate appearances together.
We're talking to Jason Wood, who is making his debut here with the Bakersfield Blaze in the California League, but of course no stranger to the Cal League. You were actually drafted by the Oakland Athletics, right?
Correct. I was drafted in 1991 out of Fresno State and played in this California League in 1992 with the Modesto A's at the time. And, you know, there's some changes in this league now that there weren't in the past, obviously, but you know, it was my first full season here. It was nice to be close to home, but yet it was still a long season, too.
Close to home, you actually went to Fresno State University, is that right?
Yeah, correct.
You must have been thrilled when they won the championship last year, huh? What are your thoughts?
Oh, very thrilled, very surprised, very proud, as a matter of fact, because, you know, it's in a sense, we were the team that I played on in 1991 was the last team to go to the College World Series, and, you know, that was a long stretch for a pretty good program who hadn't been there since, so to see what they did last year and come from where they did and you know, who would have thought that? So it was a great story, and you know, it's just too bad they didn't have a good season this year. But it's a good program, and it's, you know, it's fun to be around. I get around there a lot during the off season.
Yeah, it is amazing to me. I mean, that club just caught fire there at the end and just ran through it.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's one of those things where you find clubs that get hot at the right time. You can ride stuff out, and that's exactly what they did. They got hot in the WAC tournament last year, and they were on the road in Sacramento and finished out a series there, then won the WAC tournament on the road, and just went to a regional and on the road again and did it, and then they went to that super regional in Arizona. You know, these kids went through a lot last year during a short period of time, and to ride that hot streak was pretty nice to see them do.
Yeah, well, we're talking to Jason Wood, who actually won a league championship of his own. What was that like?
Oh, you know, it's a great honor to do that, and you know, I did that in 1994 in the Southern League, and I've done it in the Pacific Coast League. It's just fun to see groups of guys gel together and everybody really contribute as a team, as a whole, you know, offensively, defensively, pitching and everything, and you just kind of really get together as a team and you pull for each other, whether you're doing well or you're doing bad. It's fun to, obviously it's fun to win games every night, and to win a championship is the pinnacle of it all.
And then, of course, to try to make it up to the majors, and you saw some time up in the big leagues. Still memories
Oh, most definitely. 07, you know, without a doubt. And was my full season in the big leagues with the Florida Marlins. You know, I had bits and pieces of other times in the big leagues with the Tigers and the A's. But 07 was my memorable year in a sense where I was a pinch hitter, utility player, you know, made a few starts here and there on the corners, first and third, and had some pretty key hits and some, you know, drove in a lot of runs. So I did a pretty good job, and I was really, you know, really proud of it.
Well, what are you most proud about your big league career?
Oh, you know, just being able to contribute at the right time, being called upon and you know, having that manager, Freddie Gonzalez, look down the end of the bench and say, Woody, we need you to pinch hit in this situation, and to be able to come up with some clutch hits, you know. I remember I had a double off of Cole Hamels in a key situation, two-run double, and went up taking lead and winning the game, you know, hit a home run in Chicago off Bobby Jeans, which is really nice. We ended up winning that game, too. So there was a lot of memorable moments up there, and it was just fun to be able to contribute.
That's great. We're talking to Jason Wood. Thank you so much for the visit. I guess they call you Woody, huh?
Yeah, it's just kind of a name that's been given to me, and it kind of makes sense, so I just kind of run with it.
All right, there he is, Woody. Opening lineups coming up after this, right here on HomeFieldSports.com.
You're listening to Bakersfield Blaze Baseball. There's a deep fly ball down the left field line, and it's gone! A home run, and the Blaze take a lead. Ground ball could be two. Flip to second for one. Back to first in time. Blaze double play. Mayberry sends one to right center field. This one could split the gap. It's off the wall, and the Blaze are going to win. Just another Bakersfield Blaze victory. And now, here's William Calvert with Blaze Baseball.
Well, it's not William, it's Eddie Frierson filling in, and our thanks to William and Blaze hitting coach Jason Wood. We'll have the starting lineups in just a moment, but we're coming up on the national anthem. Let's listen in. Aaron Harris on the saxophone.
Here to perform the anthem tonight is Aaron Harris.
For baseball here in Rancho Cucamonga. The Blaze against the Quakes. Here the starting lineup for your Bakersfield Blaze. Leading off and playing shortstop, number 5, Davis Stoneburner. Batting second in center field, number 7, Engel Beltre. Batting third at first base, number 30, Mauro Gomez, the all-star. And batting cleanup, designated hitter tonight, number 33, Ian Gack and his 10 home runs. Batting fifth in right field, number 10, Joey Butler. Batting 6th at third base, number 32, Jonathan Green. Batting 7th in left field, Aja Bartow. Batting 8th at catcher, number 38, Jose Felix. And batting 9th at second base, number 1, Matthew Lawson. Again, stepping in to start tonight in a spot start for
for Mr. Main, who fell sick and was scheduled to start, we have Ryan Tatusco, the big left-hander, who normally is a short reliever, but today he's got the nod and will probably be pitching by committee. Defensively for the Quakes, out in left field, you've got Ryan Canary. In center field, Clay Fuller. In right, Julio Perez. At third base, Hector Estrella. At second, Carlos Colmenares. At second base, P.J. Phillips. And at first base, Efren Navarro. Behind the dish is Brian Walker. And pitching is Jason Miller, the left-hander for the Quakes. My mistake, Ryan Tatusco is a right-hander, and this Quakes lineup is stacked with left-handed and switch hitters. So he's going to be facing a lot of people from the left side of the plate. The mascot for the Quakes, Tremor, the dinosaur, is out there horsing around with the home plate umpire, and we're just about ready to go as the throw goes down to second base, and Davis Stoneburner is going to be approaching the plate. Bakersfield wearing their away black top jerseys, gray pants with the orange trim. Stoneburner digs into the batter's box, and we're just about ready to go. Stoneburner batting 267 on the year, one homer, 13 RBI, is currently riding a Bakersfield high four-game hit streak. The first pitch misses outside and low for ball one, 1-0. We are underway at 7:06 p.m. here in Rancho Cucamonga. The second pitch, right back through the middle to second base, on to first, a nice play, out 4-3 is Stoneburner. It looked like it was going to make it up the middle, but I think he broke his bat on the swing, and there's one down now here in the top of the first. That'll bring up number seven, Engel Beltre, the center fielder, batting 220 on the year. But he's really in a prolonged slump. In his last seven games, he's only hitting 071, 2 for 28 in that stretch. Bats from the left side. Jason Miller winds and delivers. Fastball, called strike right down the gut. 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, another fastball, just misses outside, and the count evens up at 1-1. The Quakes are playing Beltre straight up in the outfield. A little bit deep at shortstop is Colmenares. And there's a ground ball to first base. Navarro with it, touches the bag himself, unassisted for out number two. So Beltre is down, and quickly two up, two down for the Blaze here in the top of the first. And that'll bring up the all-star, Mauro Gomez. Mauro brings a 270 batting average into the game with 10 home runs and 42 RBI. Wears number 30 on his back and stands in there tall and proud from the left side of the plate. Actually, it's the right side. It's left as we look at it here from the press box. And Miller with the pitch. Grounded out towards shortstop. Colmenares with it. On to first. In time for out number three. That'll do it. Three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors. And the middle of first. It's the Blaze nothing. And the Quakes coming to bat.
Get your brand new Bakersfield Blaze gear at the gift shop. We've got brand new items that you're sure to love, as well as your old favorites. Show your Blaze pride around town by wearing a Blaze t-shirt, sweatshirt, or jacket. Available in all sizes and for all ages. And top it all off with a Blaze hat. You can purchase at the ballpark or even online. The Blaze gift shop also offers a full line of novelty products, as well as all your old favorites. So come on out to the ballpark and show your Blaze pride in style with brand new Bakersfield Blaze apparel. So when you're at historic Sam Lynn Ballpark, stop by the Blaze gift shop or order online today at BakersfieldBlaze.com. And you can start bringing the heat. Hey fans, this is William Calvert, voice of the Bakersfield Blaze. Don't get caught stealing second base. Bring a pocket horn with you to Sam Lynn Ballpark for that extra burst of speed. Pocket horn, it's the skateboard from Solitary Arts. Handmade and hand silkscreen right here in California since 2005. Street cruising anyone? How about a Big Red? Top of the line quality skateboards from Solitary Arts. And while you're there, check out their organic t-shirts. Go to solitaryarts.com and revitalize the stoke.
As we go to the bottom of the second, Ryan Tatusco finishing his warm-up tosses. We're ready to go. Jeremy Moore, the DH, steps in for the Quakes. He's leading off. Batting second, number 17, Ryan Canary in left field. Batting third, number 16, Efren Navarro at first base. Batting cleanup, number 24, Julio Perez in right field. Batting fifth, number 10, Clay Fuller in center. Batting sixth, number 1, Hector Estrella at third base. Batting seventh, number 34, Carlos Colmenares, the shortstop. Batting eighth, number 40, Brian Walker. He is the catcher. And batting ninth, number 7, P.J. Phillips. He's playing second base. The first pitch from Tatusco, way high and away. He misses 1-0 in his first starting pitch of the 2009 campaign. His next one on the inside corner at the knees, another fastball. The count evens up at 1-1. Jeremy Moore, one of six batters who will bat from the left side for the Quakes tonight. Fastball misses away, 2-1. Tatusco with a fastball and a curveball. He's been working on a sort of cut fastball and a changeup. Fastball grounded out to second base. Out there is Matt Lawson on to first in time for out number one. So Tatusco puts number one in the books. And now coming up for the Quakes will be Ryan Canary, the left fielder. Canary spells his name K-I-N-I-R-Y, but he pronounces it almost like the bird, with a little bit of softness on the I, more like an A-H on his last name. He also bats from the left side and wears a number 17 on his back. The Quakes wear a traditional tank top sort of jersey with the sleeves coming all the way from the shoulder. It's white with dark blue trim. And again, the first pitch way outside from Tatusco, and the count goes to 1-0 to start it off here to Canary. Canary batting 296 on the year. Fastball on the outside corner evens it up at 1-1. Tatusco with a 1-1 pitch. Fouled back toward the on-deck circle, and the count goes to 1-2. So, Tatusco ahead in the count. Having a little chat with the home plate umpire as he gets a new baseball. And Tatusco wears the number 20 on his back. Last night, Canary was 1-for-4. With a base hit to left in his second at-bat, he did not score. He also popped up to third, hit a comeback to the mound, and struck out swinging. So he's looking to get his bat moving today. And the 1-2 pitch. Fastball just missed outside. The count evens up at 2-2. Pretty good-sized crowd on hand tonight. It's a cool evening. Overcast. The 2-2 misses down and away, and the count runs full now to Ryan Canary. Ryan spells his first name differently as well. R-I-A-N, Ryan, with an open stance. Fly ball out toward left field. Aja Bartow under it right at the foul line, about 290 feet away from home plate, and corrals it in for out number two. So two up, two down here for the Quakes in the bottom of the first. And let's see if Tatusco can retire the side in order, just like Jason Miller did for the Quakes. Efren Navarro, the big first baseman, comes up now. He also bats left-handed, hitting 298, coming into the game with four home runs. He's got two triples and 15 doubles on this season. Did not play last night, and he takes ball one down and away. So each one of the first three batters, Tatusco has fallen behind 1-0 to, but it hasn't hurt him yet. The 1-0 pitch grounded out toward shortstop. Stoneburner with it on to first. 1-2-3 go the Quakes in the bottom of the first. At the end of one, it's the Blaze nothing, the Quakes nothing.
Guys, you're gonna think you've died and gone to sports heaven at the Creative Play, a one-stop shop for all your sports memorabilia needs. For over 19 years, the Creative Play has specialized in all things sports, with custom framing, sports cards, gifts, and memorabilia. Gals, you're gonna think you've gone to gift heaven with the Creative Play's registry service. It makes giving the perfect gift so simple, and with Father's Day just around the corner, you can't go wrong. Check out our website at www.thecreativeplay.com or call us at 949 949-645-0720. That's 949-645-0720. At the Creative Play, we like to say, you name it, we frame it. Catch a foul ball? The Creative Play has the foul ball kit, perfect for turning that special moment into a lifelong memory. Go to www.thecreativeplay.com today.
Hey kids, Heater's got a cool membership card waiting for you. That's right, it's not too late to sign up for Heater's Home Run Kids Club. Not only will you get an awesome membership card, you'll get free admission and popcorn at all Sunday home games. That's right, just show your card and the best mascot in the California League, Blaze, will let you in for free. Oh, and the best part, membership comes with a cool prize and doesn't cost a penny. It's free for children aged 3 to 14. So get your application today, either at Sam Lynn Ballpark or online at BakersfieldBlaze.com, and join Heater's Home Run Kids Club.
We're ready for the top of the second here in Rancho Cucamonga. Ian Gack, DHing tonight, comes to the plate. Batting 241 on the season with 10 huge home runs. He had that fantastic first week of June. And the first pitch misses high. Oh, it catches the outside corner for called strike one. 0-1 now, the count to Ian Gack. Gack had the phenomenal first week of June, was the player of the week in the California League. The 0-1 pitch misses outside, another fastball, and the count evens up at 1-1. Jason Miller with the pitch. Swung on and missed. Took a little bit off of that one, and Ian was definitely full. So the count now goes to 1-2. Gack steps out, tries to slow things down a little bit. Jason Miller with the sign and the wind. Inside, the count evens up at 2-2. That one almost got Ian, but he just lifted his arms and sort of caught it about an inch away from the belt buckle. And the 2-2. Changeup fouled off to the right side, and that's going to be over everybody and out of here. Out over section number 9. This is a beautiful ballpark here in Rancho Cucamonga, the epicenter. Fantastic concrete structure. Can seat a whole lot of people, and it looks like there are a lot of them here tonight. We'll tell you more about that later. The 2-2 grounded out to third base. Estrella with it on to first. In time for out number 1. Efren Navarro over there with a nice pick. Number 16 playing first base for the Quakes. And quickly, Bakersfield is down, 1 out. Here comes Joey Butler. He's batting 266 with 6 home runs. And Lawson delivers a fastball, just misses high. So we're just now establishing a strike zone here behind the plate. The 1-0 pitch took a little off of that one, and Butler waved right through it for strike number 1. So the count evens up at 1-1, 1 out, and at bat number 10, number 10. The 1-1. Fastball just misses on the outside corner and low. The count goes to 2-1. They're playing Butler straight away as well. He nibs one off on the right side. It kind of stops in the grass just past what would be the on-deck circle in foul territory. Really pull-cued that one, and the ball just kind of stopped on a dime. So the count goes to 2-2. And Miller looks in with the sign and delivers. Curveball off of Miller's shoulder. It's caught out there at second base by Phillips on the first. In time, 1-6-3. Oh, boy, that ball was hit hard. If it hadn't gone off of Miller's shoulder, I think it would have been a clean base hit out there to center field. But instead, there are 2 outs, and it brings up Jonathan Green, the third baseman, to the plate. Green batting 223. He's got 6 homers and 25 RBI. Fastball gets the corner for strike number 1. Green, it's kind of like these two clubs. They're trading. The Quakes, there's another little ground ball out on the left side. The count goes to 0-2. These two clubs are very different from their batting order standpoint. The Quakes have a ton of left-handers, and the Blaze have a ton of right-handers. Miller looks in, winds. Curveball just misses. It might have been kind of an off-speed, Scroogey-type pitch. That one definitely off-speed, missed out and away, and the count goes 1-2, almost got Green chasing it. And here he comes again, working quickly. Fastball popped up on the right side. It's going to be into the stands and out of play. And one happy fan is over there catching the carom. So the count remains 1-2 to Jonathan Green. We have yet to have a base runner here tonight at the Epicenter. They are playing Green straight away. Both Phillips and Colmenares on the edge of the outfield grass at shortstop and center. There's a liner into center field for the first base hit of a game. Off-speed pitch was just sort of reached out and poked into center field. And Jonathan Green is aboard. That'll bring up Aja Barto, the left fielder. And Aja really needs to get things going. He is in a prolonged slump, just hitting a .125. With one homer and two RBI. But you know what? It's not that bad. You can turn things around quickly here with just a few at-bats. The stretch and the deliver over to first base. Not much of a lead over there by Green. He wasn't going anywhere. Had a one-way lead back toward first base. Phillips is shading toward the bag. Looks like he will cover if Green goes. We'll have to see. Barto with a slightly open stance at the plate, his hands high, and he takes a called strike over the center of the plate. 0-1 now the count. Green, not much of a threat to go, or at least by his lead, although they're not holding him on now. A little bit off the bag is Navarro over at first. Green leading off behind him about an extra step. That one, fastball, it's going to go in the hole on the right-hand side for a base hit to right field. Green will hold up at second base as Julio Perez gets the ball in quickly out there. So that was a base hit that was the result of coverage. I told you just a moment ago that Phillips is shading toward the bag, and it did not work out for them that time. So we've got runners at first and second, and the Blaze has the first real threat of this ball game for Jose Felix, the catcher. Number 38 digging out the batter's box. Miller in a jam. He has a real closed stance from his stretch. With his foot toward first base, he stretches and delivers. Fastball misses way inside. Falls behind quickly, 1-0. Again, the Quakes are playing Felix straight away. Perez maybe shaded a step toward the line in right. No hold of Barto at first base. Navarro deep there for the Quakes. The stretch and the 1-0 pitch. Catches the outside corner, and the count evens up 1-1. So 1-1 our count. Two outs. Blaze in need of a two-out hit here from Jose Felix. On deck is Matt Lawson, the all-star for the Blaze. The stretch and the 1-1 pitch. Misses way outside. A fake throw down to second base by Brian Walker, but he held on to the ball, trying to hold Green there. And the count now 2-1, a pretty good pitch to hit. Green off a second, Barto off a first. Miller in the stretch and the pitch. Swung on and missed, an off-speed pitch. Foul tipped it into the dirt. And the count goes to 2-2. So it looks to me like Jason Miller has a dandy change. Really had Felix out on his front foot on that one. Looking in for the sign. The stretch, the 2-2 pitch with two outs and two runners on. Grounded up the middle, but it's caught out there by Miller. He throws on the first in time, a beautiful play, and he gets out of a tough jam. So,
No runs on two hits. No errors. Two runners left on base. In the middle of the second, it's the Blaze nothing and the Quakes nothing.
Just because the Blaze are out of town, that doesn't mean you have to miss your game. Bakersfield Batting Range is there for you. Family owned and operated for 40 years, Bakersfield Batting Range is open 7 days a week with rates as low as 50 cents. It's still one of the best bargains around. Why not rent out one of their 15 cages? With speeds ranging from 30 to 80 miles per hour, it's sure to challenge, and the rental rates are so low, they aren't heavy on the wallet. Call to book your visit today at 661-324-7053. Open 7 days a week until 10 p.m., Bakersfield Batting Range, located at 4001 Chester Avenue, just outside Sam Lynn Ballpark. It's a family tradition. Give a visit or give a call, 661-324-7053.
We're getting ready for action here in the bottom of the second inning. The Quakes will bring up their cleanup man, Julio Perez, Clay Fuller, and then Hector Estrella. There's a good crowd on hand here tonight. It's Hyun Choi Hank Conger bobblehead night here at the Epicenter. Hank was the beloved player for the Rancho fans in 2008. He batted 303 last year with 13 home runs. This year he's batting 209, or in 2009 he's batting 280 and playing for the Texas League AA Arkansas Travelers. So he's being honored here tonight. His father threw out the first pitch before the game. And now we're ready to go. Julio Perez steps in against Ryan Tatusco. Perez bats from the right side. Fuller on deck, a switch hitter. And Estrella, after him in the hold, bats from the right side. And the first pitch of the second inning, curveball misses high. Ball one. So that was one of the few breaking balls that Tatusco has thrown. Working quickly, Wines delivers. Another breaking pitch. That one catches the outside corner, though, and it evens up the count at 1-1. Perez taking a good look. Tatusco with the delivery. Fastball misses down in the dirt, and the count goes to 2-1. Tatusco works very, very quickly. I'd look for the Quakes to try and break up the rhythm here in the next inning or two by calling more timeouts. There's a fastball fouled straight back into the screen. And the count evens at 2-2. Perez with 7 home runs on the year. He's got 3 triples and 13 doubles. He's batting .273. And he comes in here with 38 RBI. Of course, as the fastball misses up and in, moving the count to full. Last night, he hit a shot for a double. But in his haste to get to second base, missed first base. And not only did he not get the double, as the full count pitch is delivered and fouled way off onto the right side and out into the parking lot. We'll go again. He missed first base. On the appeal, he was called out. He did not get the double, the hit. Nothing but an 0 for 1 to show for it. Tatusco looking in, shakes off a sign, delivers. Curveball misses way upstairs. He sure didn't get his hand around that one. And Perez goes down to first base with the first base runner for Rancho Cucamonga this evening. And that'll bring up Clay Fuller, the center fielder. Fuller, the switch hitter, will bat left-handed against Tatusco. Batting .215 on the year with 5 homers. He's got 9 doubles. The stretch, this is the first time Tatusco's been in the stretch. Fastball misses away for ball number one. Of course, he's used to throwing from the stretch, being a relief pitcher normally. But he's filling in here tonight as the scheduled pitcher, Maine, fell ill last night and had to be sent to Arizona for a checkup. Fastball just catches the outside corner. That looked about 4 or 5 inches off the dish out and away, but it was framed beautifully out there by Jose Felix, and the count evens up at 1-1. Over on first base is Julio Perez. He walked. There's a ground ball to first. Throws down to shortstop for one. Back to first. He's pulled off the bag, but he called him out. So the 3-6-3 double play, and it was a dandy. The play at first was very close, but Mauro Gomez held the bag. And there are two outs now here
in the bottom of the second. That brings up Hector Estrella, the third baseman, batting 248 on the year. Misses with a ball. Ball one. So 1-0, and Tatisco continues his streak of starting off batters with a ball. That's a breaking pitch. Looked like a slider just got the outside corner, and the count evens up at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, that one missed. Upstairs, and the count goes to 2-1. He really works quickly. He wears his socks high. Wines delivers again. Swung on and missed. I think Estrella was looking for a different pitch there. And the count evens at 2-2. So there's two balls, two strikes, two outs. And the delivery from Tatisco. Fastball fouled over on the right side. That'll be out of play. And we'll wind it up and go again. Tatisco with a ground ball now out toward third base. Picks it up on to first in time, and that'll do it for the Quakes. No runs, no hits, a walk, a double play, nobody left on base. At the end of two, we've got a scoreless pitcher's duel. The Blaze nothing, and the Quakes nothing.
Sure, it's great to listen to Bakersfield Blaze baseball on internet radio, but nothing beats coming out to historic Sam Lynn Ballpark and cheering your Blaze on to victory. In the Blaze, they make it so easy, with affordable ticket packages available offering deep discounts over the same-day ticket price. The Blaze know that people have busy schedules, and that's why they came up with Blaze Bonus Books. Starting at just 20 tickets, Blaze Bonus Books offers fans undated tickets that could be used at any time and in any quantity. Bring out the entire gang to a game or spread the tickets out over the season. It's all up to you. For more information, call the Bakersfield Blaze at 661-716-ITS. That's 661-716-4487. Or go online at bakersfieldblaze.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
We're back here at the Epicenter in Rancho Cucamonga, ready for the top of the third inning. Jason Miller ready to start his third inning of work for the Quakes. We've got College World Series scores for you today. In bracket one, Arkansas defeated Cal State Fullerton 10-6. And in the bottom of the eighth inning, Virginia is one run behind LSU. The score is 6-5 in that one. So stepping in, the All-Star, Matthew Lawson. And Miller winds and delivers. Fastball called strike one. On the outside corner. 0-1 quickly to Miller. We're going to try and get this day in baseball history for you coming up at some point here in the early part of this inning, if we can. That ball misses down in the dirt, 1-0. This day in baseball history, back in 1905, Christy Mathewson, the great right-hander for the New York Giants, as we get the 1-1 pitch from Miller. Fastball dribbled off the right side. The count goes to 1-2. Christy Mathewson pitched his second no-hitter of his career. It was a phenomenal year for the Big Six, and that ball game was one of the greatest pitched in history. Three-Finger Brown of the Chicago Cubs and Christy Mathewson of the New York Giants took the game into the ninth inning, throwing double no-hitters against each other as the 1-2 pitch comes in. Off-speed pitch misses way outside. The count evens up at 2-2. With no hits and no runs scored, the Giants shagged out two hits off of Brownie in the ninth, scratched out a run. Mathewson retired the side in the bottom of the ninth for his second no-hitter and a 1-0 victory. Swung on and missed on the inside. Strike number three, and the Quakes have out number one as Matthew Lawson goes down here in the top of the third. That'll take us to the top of the order. Davis Stoneburner, the shortstop, comes up. He grounded out the second base his first time up. He's 0-1 on the day. The wind in the pitch from Miller. Off speed away, swung on, waved at, and missed for strike number one. That is a dandy. In that no-hitter by Christy Mathewson, it would have been a perfect game, except for Mike Dolan at shortstop made two errors on the day, the only two base runners the Big Six faced. Fastball misses inside. The count goes to 1-1. That's this date in baseball history, but that wasn't the only thing that the Big Six did on this date. The wind and the 1-1 pitch waved at again. Strike two to Stoneburner. The count is now 1-2. On this date in 1913, Christy Mathewson won his 300th career game. So, June 13th, a good one for Christy Mathewson. That one almost got him, a fastball inside. Stoneburner dodged out of the way, kind of skipped out of the batter's box, and the count evens up at 2-2. The wind, the 2-2. Inside, but fouled out onto the left side. Hits the wall down there past third base and bounces out onto the playing surface. Hector Estrella picks it up and throws it into the crowd for a happy fan here on bobblehead night at the Epicenter. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball fouled back onto the on-deck circle again. And it remains 2-2. So Stoneburner with a huge night last night. He reached base the first three times he got up, a single, a double, and another single. Popped up to the pitcher and then struck out swinging. Fouls another one off down the left field line here. And this is turning into a dandy at-bat. Two balls, two strikes. One out here in the top of the third. Jason Miller got out of a big jam last inning. Another one fouled off by Stoneburner. And we're now up to 9 pitches in this at-bat. It's been 2-2 for quite a few. And we'll wind it up and do it again. The left-hander with the high Sox winds, dishes. Fastball fouled off on the right side this time and out of play. And the count remains 2-2. So between Davis Stoneburner and Jason Miller, we're having quite a tea party out here. Julio Perez had an at-bat like this last night as Davis fouls off another one back around home plate. That's his sixth one fouled off with two strikes. If you recall, last night Julio Perez for the Quakes fouled off about a billion before he hit the double that wasn't a double when he missed first base. 2-2. Again, misses up and in. The count goes full. And we're going to be facing pitch number 12 in this at-bat. A dandy at-bat. Let's hang a star on this one. Outer safe. Davis Stoneburner has done his job here. And he's worked Jason Miller hard. Changeup, flied out towards center field. It's high. Is it playable? Nice catch out on the warning track by Clay Fuller. That one looked like it just was going to die, but it kept going, and it was caught out there about 395 feet away, just to the left of the 400 mark on the think before you drink sign. That'll bring up Angel Beltre. He's 0-1, grounded out to first base, his first time up back in the first inning. What an at-bat by Davis Stoneburner. Fastball misses, low, the count 1-0. One of the few times that Miller has not started ahead of a batter tonight. He looks in, gets a sign, he's working quickly now. A little bit off speed, but it looked like a fastball. That one missed way outside. The count goes to 2-0. Beltre bats from the left side. Lefty against lefty. There's a called strike. That one gets the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Beltre had the night off last night. Yeah, swings and misses at that one. The count evens up at 2-2. Both pitchers working quickly. I think Miller would like to get out of this inning after that at-bat by Stoneburner. The delivery to 2-2 just misses downstairs. And the count goes full to 3-2. So even though nobody's reached base this inning, Miller, a different pitcher, swung on and missed on the outside corner. Down go the Blaze. And maybe I spoke too soon about Miller. No runs, no hits, no errors. A terrific at-bat by Davis Stoneburner. Nobody left on base. In the middle of the third, it's the Blaze 0 and the Quakes 0.
Attention writers. Bump to the Head Productions is currently looking for a story to be made into a low-budget feature film. The completed movie be filmed digitally and submitted to film festivals. You must be the sole owner of the story, and though not mandatory, it is expected that you'll want to participate in the filmmaking process. Visit bumptothehead.com for guidelines and submission details. Bump to the Head. Now.
As we head toward the bottom of the third inning, it's trivia time. I was giving you scores from the College World Series earlier. LSU has put three more runs on the board. They lead Virginia 9-5 with nobody on and two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning in that bracket one game. I already told you that Arkansas beat Cal State Fullerton 10-6 earlier. Tomorrow, North Carolina plays Arizona State. Texas plays Southern Miss. But did you know that the first college game was played in 1859 between Amherst and Williams? Now, according to the rules in effect for that first intercollegiate baseball game played back in 1859, the first team to score 65 runs would be the winner. The question is, how long did that game last? We'll try and let you know at the end of this inning. Leading off for the Quakes in the bottom of the third, it'll be the shortstop, Carlos Colmenares. Carlos hitting 351 on the season. He's a catalyst for this ball club. Yesterday, he went 0-for-4. Grounded out to short, struck out swinging twice, and hit one to the first baseman. He bats from the left side, and a fastball misses high and away to start off the third inning, 1-0. Ryan Tatusco playing with fire, falling behind every batter tonight. Fastball misses again, up and away. 2-0 is the count. So Colmenares, looking to get on base, slightly open stance. He closes it off as the pitch is delivered, and that one catches the outside corner for a called strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Brian Walker on deck. He'll be followed by P.J. Phillips. Fastball dribbled out toward the first baseline, but foul just into the grass. It's picked up there by Mauro Gomez. And it goes in the book as a strike. The count evens up at 2-2. So the Epicenter Oregon trying to get the crowd going here in the bottom of the third. They haven't had a whole lot to cheer about so far. Ryan Tatusco has retired all six batters that he's faced. Well, that's not completely accurate. He did walk one, but he's faced the minimum as there was a double play. Fastball misses away, way outside, and the count goes full, 3-2. That was erased on a controversial call at first base on the return throw. Swung on, fouled at home plate. The count will remain full. It was caught by Gomez at first. He threw to Stoneburner at second to get the lead runner back to first, and it appeared that Morrow was off the bag when he caught the ball, but the double play was called, and the Blaze are happy for it. The full count pitch, fouled off left side, now up and out over the flags on top of the grandstand, out of play, and it remains full. Looks like there's a pretty decent breeze behind the grandstand blowing out toward right field here tonight as the sun begins to go down all the way. The lights are taking full effect now. Payoff pitch driven into center field. Will he get it? A nice catch as Engel Beltre had a great jump on that ball and caught it out there in center field. So, Carlos Colmenares is down, and Brian Walker comes up. He's batting 297 on the season. for the Quakes. And this is his first at-bat of this ball game. He again bats from left side, the pitch. He goes, squares around a bunt, but dribbles one off foul onto the left side. And he falls behind 0-1. So how about that? Been talking about Tatusco falling behind all night long, but Walker tries to help him out by dragging a bunt toward third base. And here's the delivery. Breaking ball misses away for a ball. So the count evens up in 1-1, and here comes a fastball. Fouled off his right foot. That one hurt. Ouch. Caught Walker on the right instep, or possibly the lower part of his shin. He's trying to walk it off on the right side. And as soon as he's ready, we'll go again. He steps in now. We're all set. Tatusco gets his sign. Felix set up in, but the pitch goes out in the dirt, and the count evens up at 2-2. Walker, dangerous hitter. Big fellow. Terrific defensive catcher. And the pitch. Fouled back this way off the left side. That's going to remain in the stands. And a kid and an adult fight for the ball. Can you believe it? Unbelievable. An adult jumping over the chairs. Smacked right into probably an 8-year-old kid. And there's a ground ball to third base. Up with it on to first in time for out number two. So Brian Walker is retired. Jonathan Green on to Mauro Gomez, and that'll bring up the number nine hitter, P.J. Phillips, the second baseman for the Quakes. You know, sometimes I think adults just don't think, and I don't think that he meant to crunch the youngster over here. But the funny thing is he ended up with the ball and the kid didn't. What's that about? Here's the first pitch. Misses down and away, ball one. So Phillips ahead, 1-0. Last night, he was 1-for-3. Fastball driven just to the right-hand side of Matt Lawson into right center field. So P.J. Phillips with the first base hit of the ball game for the Quakes, and that gets the crowd going as he lined it into right field just beyond the reach of Matt Lawson at second base. Hangel Beltre was over quickly to pick it up in the gap, holding Phillips to a single, and now we're back to the top of the order with Jeremy Moore. He's 0-for-1 on the day, came into the game batting 304, down to about 301 right now. So there's two outs. Tatusco will go from the stretch for only the second time tonight. He throws over to first, not much of a lead by Phillips. Sort of had a shortened up lead, a one-way lead, was leaning back, probably just getting a look at the move. Felix gives the sign. Tatusco stretches and delivers. Grounded through the hole on the left side and into left field for a base hit. So, two pitches, two hits, and the Quakes have something going here with two outs in the bottom of the third. That will bring up number 17, Ryan Canary, the left fielder. He flied out to left field his first time. To shallow left, about halfway between third base and the outfield line. Right on the line. In fact, if it hadn't been caught, it may have been a foul ball. Good crowd on hand here tonight at the Epicenter. And Tremor, the mascot, making his way through the crowd as the first pitch misses high and away to Canary. He goes ahead 1-0. So Tatusco now stretching. The 1-0 pitch with runners at first and second. Fouled off on the left side. Is there enough room? I don't think so. Green almost made a terrific catch. It just was over the barrier down the left field line in front of, it looks like, a picnic area here at the Epicenter. And the count will even up at 1-1. And Canary Canary has new life here. P.J. Phillips off of second base. Jeremy Moore off of first. Tatusco at the rubber looking in for the sign. One ball, one strike to Ryan Canary. And the 1-1 pitch. Fastball misses up and away. Tell you what, Jose Felix wasn't very happy with that pitch location. He yelled something out there. And with the limited English, I think that we all understood what he said. Two balls, one strike. Fastball catches the main part of the dish. Two balls and two strikes. That looked like it was probably a very hittable pitch. It looked like Canary's just really going to work him, work the count. They are quite aware that Tatusco has not thrown three innings this year, I don't believe. Normally a spot reliever. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on. Fastball fouled off to the left side, and we'll do it again. That was a really nice defensive swing there. Canary knew that he couldn't get much of it and just sort of flicked his wrist and kind of tinked it out on the left side, hit it in front of the Quakes dugout. Two on, two outs, two balls, two strikes to Tatusco. Fastball fouled back on the left side and over the flags and the luxury boxes here as the sound effect glass breaks. They do a terrific job here at the Epicenter, keeping the fans in the ball game. Tremor, the mascot of Dinosaur, on top of the visiting Bakersfield dugout right now, having a good time with the fans. The pitch, fouled back again. And this is reminiscent of Davis Stoneburner's at-bat in the top of this inning. Eventually, it's got to wear you down, and that's what they're trying to do to Tatusco. But there's nobody in the bullpen. The 2-2 pitch fouled off on the left side. Who can get it? It's going to be out of play. Again, into the dining area over there down the left field line. It looks like that is a new area. I don't know if that was always here. It sort of juts out down the left field line beyond the main grandstand. And if that picnic area was not there, that may have been a playable ball. So he's now fouled off four with two strikes. And the crowd is going. Two on, two outs, 2-2 pitch. Misses outside. They're going to be full, and that's going to wind up the runners. That was pitch number 9 of this at-bat. Jose Felix walks out onto the grass and reminds the infielders that the runners will be going and that we're not holding them on at first base. Phillips off a second, Moore off a first. The stretch, the pitch, there they go. Swung on, popped him up out into left field. Ajabarto is there. He's got it. And Tatusco gets out of a jam. So, no runs on two hits, no errors, two runners left on base. At the end of three, it's Bakersfield nothing and Rancho Cucamonga nothing.
You're listening to Bakersfield Blaze Baseball. There's a deep fly ball down the left field line, and it's gone. A home run, and the Blaze take a lead. Get your brand new Bakersfield Blaze gear at the gift shop. We've got brand new items that you're sure to love, as well as your old favorites. Show your Blaze pride around town by wearing a Blaze t-shirt, sweatshirt, or jacket. Available in all sizes and for all ages. And top it all off with a Blaze hat. You can purchase at the ballpark or even online. The Blaze gift shop also offers a full line of novelty products as well as all your old favorites. So come on out to the ballpark and show your Blaze pride in style with brand new Bakersfield Blaze apparel. So when you're at historic Sam Lynn Ballpark, stop by the Blaze gift shop or order online today at BakersfieldBlaze.com. And you can start bring in the heat.
So we're getting ready to go to the top of the fourth inning. We had a trivia question last inning. The first intercollegiate game played in 1859 between Amherst and Williams. The rules were that the first team to score 65 runs would be the winner. The question was, how long did the game last? It went 26 innings, or rounds as they was called, were called back then. It was a sort of variation of town ball rules where they used posts for bases, and you could hit the ball in any direction. If the ball was hit behind foul, it was in fair territory. So, and it was a gentleman's game. You couldn't slide. So, that's the answer to your trivia question. We got Mauro Gomez stepping in, and Miller's first pitch to him catches the outside corner for strike number one. So, the fourth inning is underway. Both pitchers really working effectively this evening. And the 0-1 pitch misses outside. The count evens up at 1-1. Gomez grounded to short his first time. Miller winds and delivers quickly. Fouled. Oh, no, it's hit down the right field line, and no, it was fouled off. At first, it looked like it tailed instantly. Then it sort of looked like it was going to hang up in the air a little bit, but there was no chance for Julio Perez to make the play down the right field line, and Gomez will step in again. Always a threat, the big all-star for the Blaze with 10 home runs on the season. Mauro stands as he swings and misses on a ball on his hands inside and strikes out. He stands at 6-2 and 205. So one down for the Blaze here in the top of the fourth. And that'll bring up Ian Gack, another big threat here. That's a third strikeout for Miller on the night. Gack is a huge man, 6'3", 245 pounds, and boy, can he swing the bat. The pitch taken on the outside corner for a called strike. Figure that's the best place to pitch him, down just below the kneecaps and off the black on the outside. Don't let him extend his hands and pull the ball, or you might just as well say goodbye. The 0-1 pitch, curveball inside, roped into the crowd on the left side. And the count goes 0-2. Gack really turned on that one, wasn't fooled at all, but it got a little bit too far inside, and there was no way to hit that ball in the playable area. Gack with seven doubles on the year, and the 0-2 pitch, which misses way outside, and the count goes to 1-2. It looks like the Quakes pitching staff likes to go away on an 0-2 pitch rather than come up and in or just go for the kill and the strike. The 1-2 pitch inside corner. Oh, what a beautiful backhanded play by Miller. Holy cow, hang a star on that one. That was just amazing. Ian Gack with a shot up the middle. Miller, with his glove behind him, not even facing the ball, fielded it, turned and threw to get Gack easily at first base and robbed him of a hit. Whoa, what a play. Unbelievable. Joey Butler steps in now. He hit a shot his first time that went off of Miller's shoulder for a 1-6-3 put out. He takes a strike here to fall behind 0-1. The 0-1 pitch misses in the dirt outside. Count evens up at 1-1. Oh, I am still. What a play. Unbelievable. The 1-1. Inside, it's fisted out over second base and into right center field for a base hit. Butler will round first as Perez gets the ball in to P.J. Phillips, and the Blaze gets their first base runner of this, the fourth inning. They have yet to get a base runner with less than two outs, so let's see if they can get a two-out rally going here. As Jonathan Green steps in, Green singled his first time up. Straight up the middle, a line drive. Misses in, so that plunked him. That one got him inside. Miller trying to work in. And again, now the Blaze, as Green goes down to first base. Perhaps he was trying to set him up, maybe a purpose pitch for the last base hit two innings ago. But instead, he got him right about the belt inside. And with two runners on now, here comes Aja Barto. He singled to right field his first time up. An opposite way single. In fact, as the first pitch comes, a changeup. Oh, that is a dandy. He just waved at it. He's had the Bakersfield hitters off swing all night long when he throws that one where he wants it. Barto, if you recall last time, Jonathan Green was on first base, and they had P.J. Phillips shaded towards second base, and he just grounded a ball through on the right side in the open hole. As the 0-1 pitch comes in, another change. It misses outside. It really looks like it's a nice two-seamer. Looks like it has a little bit of outside movement on that pitch. Just missed. 1-1. Miller's thrown a dandy. He got out of trouble once. We'll see if the Blaze can do some damage here. The 1-1 pitch. And he turns towards second base. Nobody holding him on. But he obviously felt that Butler had a little bit too much out there. With two outs, Butler will get a two-out lead, and he will be coming, scoring on anything to the outfield. He gets another step off second. The 1-1 pitch fouled away on the left side, and the count will go to 1-2. So 1-2 is the count to Aja Barto. Aja Tai. Again, the outfield playing straight up with Julio Perez maybe one or two steps toward the right field foul line as if he may hit one a little bit off field. And the 1-2 pitch. Runner going. The throw to third base. He got him by a mile. Oh, boy, I don't know what they thought was going on there. A ball was the call. You don't want the last out of an inning to be at third base, but it happened there. Thought he had a good jump. He did not. So we go to the bottom of the fourth with no score. This is the Bakersfield Blaze Radio Network on hometownsports.com.
Hey, fans. This is William Calvert, voice of the Bakersfield Blaze. Don't get caught stealing second base. Bring a pocket horn with you to Samlin Ballpark for that extra burst of speed. Pocket horn. It's the skateboard from Solitary Arts. Handmade and hand silkscreen right here in California since 2005. Street cruising anyone? How about a Big Red? Top of the line quality skateboards from Solitary Arts. And while you're there, check out their organic t-shirts. Go to solitaryarts.com and revitalize the stoke.
You know, it's funny as we come here to the bottom of the fourth inning to hear Williams commercial saying, don't get thrown out at second. Blaze fans are saying, don't get thrown out at third. So they must have seen something that they thought they had in Jason Miller's windup in his delivery to the plate, whether it was timing or they felt that Walker's throw would not be very quick. Gave the double steal on a 1-2 pitch, and he was thrown out from here to Christmas. The ball was in third baseman Hector Estrella's hands before Green was even to the cutout in the diamond. He was thrown out from here to tomorrow. Back from Rancho Cucamonga all the way to Bakersfield. So as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning, the number three batter for the Quakes, Efren Navarro, the first baseman, will be stepping in. He'll be followed by Julio Perez. And in the hold is Clay Fuller. Let's get some more trivia here tonight. Here's a question for you, because this is something that I didn't know. It's something that I thought I did, but I didn't. Under what weather conditions does a baseball travel farthest? Under what conditions does a baseball travel farthest? In the rain, in the snow, in the hot, dry air, in the moist air of Louisiana, where the LSU Tigers play? And where they won today, well, they won in Omaha. But the Tigers beat Virginia. That's a final now in the College World Series. 9-5, the final score. So as the first pitch is delivered for a called strike on the outside corner here to start off the fourth inning. Efren Navarro, 0-1. He grounded out to short his first time up. That one misses away. The count evens at 1-1. So LSU will play Arkansas. Cal State Fullerton moves to the loser's bracket against Virginia now. As the 1-1 pitch is grounded out, or lined out to second base. It's caught right out there by Matt Lawson. And out number one is in the books. Efren Navarro with a line shot out to Matt Lawson, straight at second base. He didn't have to move left or right, and that'll bring up Julio Perez. Perez walked his first time and was out as the front end of the double play, the 3-6-3 double play that the Blaze turned earlier, and there's a called strike. So maybe as Tatusco tires, he throws first pitch strikes a little bit better. Breaking pitch, grounded out towards shortstop. Stoneburner with it, off foot to first in time for out number two. So just like that, there are two outs here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. And Tatusco is cruising along. Clay Fuller steps in now. He hit into a double play his first time. Bats from the left side. Tomorrow's College World Series games will pit North Carolina against Arizona State at 11 o'clock Pacific time. First pitch on the outside corner, and every batter this inning now, Tatusco, has started off with a strike. And then at 4 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow afternoon from Omaha, as the 0-1 pitch misses way outside and count evens up at 1-1, Texas will play Southern Mississippi. So two terrific matchups in the College World Series. In the major leagues, we have several finals. The 2-1 pitch misses high and away, or the 1-1 pitch, and it goes to 2-1. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. We'll try and get you those scores as we move to the top of the fifth. The 2-1 pitch way up and away. Jose Felix had to jump out of his crouch to catch that one. And it looked like he threw a fastball right back at Tatusco. The count now 3-1. So Fuller grounds one now on the right side. That's going to be foul. Just a little number out past first base. And Navarro takes it and throws it into the crowd to a young lady. She's happy. And the count moves full. Two outs, full count. And the payoff pitch. Fastball driven into right field for a base hit. Quickly over to get it is Joey Butler, and he gets it in. But on base is Clay Fuller for the Quakes. That brings up Hector Estrella. He grounded out to third base his first time. That really is probably the hardest hit, base hit of the night. Fuller smashing it into right field, no doubt about it. And Tatusco will go from the stretch now. Hector Estrella, one of three right-handed batters in the Quakes lineup tonight. The stretch and a pitch in the dirt. Nice play by Felix, digging that ball out. That was a big league dig right there. And the count quickly goes to 1-0. So that's the first batter that Tatusco this inning has started off with a ball. He steps off, going to try and get things back in order. Wants to think about it a little bit. And now, Ryan back on the rubber, stretches, the look to first, and delivers fastball, grounded out to short, tough play, Stoneburner to second, got him the short way, nice play, Stoneburner, Matt Lawson, and they get the Quakes down. That was a tough play, so we're going to move to the fifth now. There is no score here from the epicenter in Rancho Cucamonga.
Guys, you're going to think you've died and gone to sports heaven at the Creative Play, a one-stop shop for all your sports memorabilia needs. For over 19 years, the Creative Play has specialized in all things sports, with custom framing, sports cards, gifts, and memorabilia. Gals, you're going to think you've gone to gift heaven with the Creative Play's registry service. It makes giving the perfect gift so simple. And with Father's Day just around the corner, you can't go wrong. Check out our website at www.thecreativeplay.com. or call us at 949-645-0720. That's 949-645-0720. At the Creative Play, we like to say, you name it, we frame it. Catch a foul ball? The Creative Play has the foul ball kit, perfect for turning that special moment into a lifelong memory. Go to www.thecreativeplay.com today.
So we're getting ready now to move to the top of the fifth inning. We're almost at the halfway point of this ball game, and Bakersfield will have the bottom of their lineup coming up. Aja Barto, Jose Felix, and Matt Lawson. But those three hitters are no pushovers, and we'll see what Jason Miller has in store. The answer to the trivia question about what conditions, weather conditions, is a ball hit farthest in, it is when it is hot and humid, because the air is less dense than when it is cold and dry. So if you were playing a game in Miami, the ball's going to go a lot farther than it's going to go here in Rancho Cucamonga. We're ready to start the fifth inning. Jason Miller done with his warm-up tosses. He's got his hat off and talking to himself there behind the mound. Gets back on, and now he steps up on the hill. Dusts off the rubber, looks in for his sign. And the pitch to Aja Barto. Curveball gets all of the plate for a called strike. That one just kind of floated in there. Aja, I don't think, was looking for it, so he just decided to take it. 0-1. Here we go again. Fastball, that's driven into center field. Made a mistake there, and he paid for it. Barto with a base hit to center field. Quickly gotten in by Clay Fuller. And that is the first leadoff runner of any inning for either team to be on base tonight. So Jose Felix comes in with Aja Barto on first base, a threat to steal. Felix 0 for 1. He hit a comebacker to Miller way back in the second inning. The stretch and the look to first. The throw over, not in time. It's interesting how Navarro holds the runners on over there. Sort of a... off the bag, toward the cutout. He wants to play up, I think, to get the ground ball. He can make the play with the left-handed pitcher easily, but he is not on the bag. Bunted foul off toward the Blaze dugout for strike number one. So looking to sacrifice, it appears that Steve Buschel thinks that this is going to be a low-scoring game, and all indications are that it will be. So trying to play little ball here, go station to station with a big catcher. Jose Felix had him sacrifice bunting. He squares again. The stretch and the pitch. He lays it down, and it's a good one. The throw to first by Miller in time, and the sacrifice is successful. So there's now one down, but a runner at second base for the All-Star, Matthew Lawson. Lawson steps in. He started the game batting 301. Down to an even 300 now as he struck out swinging back in the third. The stretch, the look to second base by Miller. And the pitch to Lawson. Fastball fouled off on the right-hand side, out of play. It stayed in the benches, and an elderly gentleman picked it off on the carom. A nice play, and the crowd gives him a hand. So, 0-1 to Lawson. Miller looks in for the sign. Walker gives it. Puts the fingers down. The look to second. Phillips cheating toward the bag out there from second base. And a nice play in the dirt on a ball inside by Walker as the pitch misses for ball one. 1-1 is the count. Around the major leagues, finals, Minnesota defeated the Chicago Cubs 2-0. We have a lot of interleague play tonight. Florida defeated Toronto 6-5. The Chicago White Sox 7. The Milwaukee Brewers 1. As the 1-1 pitch is delivered, gets the knees and the outside corner. The count goes to 1-2. Miller ahead now. The New York Mets defeated the New York Yankees for the battle of the Big Apple. 6-2 the final there. Mets, St. Louis 3, Cleveland 1. Washington just continues its hapless play as they were beaten tonight by Tampa Bay 8-3 as that one misses in the dirt inside. The count evens up 2-2 to Matt Lawson. Baltimore beat the Atlanta Braves 8-4. The Pittsburgh Pirates bested the Detroit Tigers 9-3, and Kansas City thumped the Cincinnati Reds 7-4. Interleague play going on right now. I'm not a big fan of it. I don't make any bones about it. The pitch. Grounded a shot. One hopper to short. He looks the runner back on to first in the dirt, and it's not going to be there. He's going to be safe, and that's going to send Barto on to third base. A tough play on a hard-won hopper, but it was an error all the way. Lawson reaches on the boot, and Barto moves to third. So now, the Blays with a legitimate threat. Runners at first and third. One out, and the top of the order coming up. Davis Stoneburner, 3 hits last night, 4-game hitting streak, looking to extend it to 5 and give the Blays the lead here. We have Major League Baseball games going on right now. We'll give you those scores as we can. Fastball misses inside. Ball one. With as hot as Davis has been lately, you don't want to get behind in the count to him. He wears a number 5 on his back, just like Joe DiMaggio. It's going to be a long time before he becomes a Joe D. But the beautiful thing is, in the 61 years of Bakersfield baseball, as the 1-0 pitch is hit deep into the gap, that one's going to get down. Oh, off the wall, and Davis Stoneburner's going to be into second base easily. Boy, that ball was thumped. I think they might have thought it was over the stripe. It looked like it hit the Water of Life sign over the stripe for a home run. It was really pounded, but they're going to argue this. I believe it did. It hit the Water of Life sign, but the field umpire did not see it. They're going to have a powwow. The umpire's going to put their heads together. Hopefully it won't make a rock pile, and they're going to try and come out with this decision. I think it was a home run, but we'll see if they give him a double or give him all 4 bases. But Davis Stoneburner now extends his batting streak to 5 straight games. They're talking way too long for this to go out the right way. They're going to call it a double, and I think they missed the call. So both umpires going over to now the bat boy. They're going to, I don't know what's going on here, or if this is the, I don't know if it's the manager. It's a home run. It's a home run. It looked like, you know what? It looked like they went over and asked Keith Johnson what he thought, the manager of the Quakes. And he said home run. So it's 3-0. Wow, I've never seen that before in my life. That ball was really pounded. And it didn't look at first like it was high enough to get out, but then it hit the Water of Life sign in left center field about 385 feet away, bounced back in, and just like that, the Bakersfield Blaze is ahead 3-0. Davis Stoneburner with 3 RBI, and his batting streak extends as the first pitch misses for ball one, extends his hitting streak to 5 games. Fastball misses down and away, and the count goes to 2-0. Miller has pitched a terrific ball game so far. Hopefully that didn't shake him up. This has been a real good pitching duel. There's a liner out to second base, but P.J. Phillips is right there and catches it for out number 2. So Beltre is in the books, and that'll bring up Mauro Gomez, the all-star first baseman for the Blaze. He's going to be a utility addition to the all-star lineup. Matt Lawson will be the starting second baseman in the all-star game coming up in a week. Fastball misses in the dirt, low and inside for ball one. So 1-0 to Mauro Gomez. He grounded out to short in the first, struck out swinging in the fourth, and he swings and misses here to even the count at 1-1. Three runs, five hits, no errors for the Blaze. No runs, three hits, one error for the Quakes. And that error certainly came back to bite them badly. The 1-1, grounded right up the middle. There's a play by Phillips. He throws on to first. Nice play in time. So that'll do it for the Blaze. We're halfway through this one. It's the middle of the fifth inning. But the Blaze strike three runs on two hits, one error, nobody left on base. In the middle of the fifth, it's the Blaze three and the Quakes nothing.
Hey, kids, Heater's got a cool membership card waiting for you. That's right. It's not too late to sign up for Heater's Home Run Kids Club. Not only will you get an awesome membership card, you'll get free admission and popcorn at all Sunday home games. That's right. Just show your card, and the best mascot in the California League, Blaze, will let you in for free. Oh, and the best part, membership comes with a cool prize and doesn't cost a penny. It's free for children aged 3 to 14. So get your application today, either at Sam Lynn Ballpark or online at BakersfieldBlaze.com, and join Heater's Home Run Kids Club. Just because the Blaze are out of town, that doesn't mean you have to miss your game. Bakersfield Batting Range is there for you. Family owned and operated for 40 years, Bakersfield Batting Range is open 7 days a week with rates as low as 50 cents. It's still one of the best bargains around. Why not rent out one of their 15 cages? With speeds ranging from 30 to 80 miles per hour, it's sure to challenge, and the rental rates are so low, they aren't heavy on the wallet. Call to book your visit today at 661-324-7053. Open 7 days a week until 10 p.m. Bakersfield Batting Range, located at 4001 Chester Avenue, just outside Sam Lynn Ballpark. It's a family tradition. Give a visit or give a call. 661-324-7053.
We're going to the bottom of the fifth inning. 3-0 our score, Bakersfield ahead, and the bottom of the order for the Quakes coming up here to face Ryan Tatusco. Carlos Colmenares, the shortstop, steps in. The first pitch, he shows bunt, but takes a ball outside, and the count is 1-0. He'll be followed by the catcher, Brian Walker, and then P.J. Phillips, who's been very busy out at second base today. The 1-0 pitch, fastball. That one catches the outside corner. He's showing bunt again, and he has brought Jonathan Green way in on the grass on the third base side. The 1-1. Fastball again misses high and away. And the count goes to 2-1. If you were to look at Tatusco's pitching chart, I think you would find that the majority of his pitches, probably 4 out of 5, have been fastballs tonight. The 2-1, fastball again, grounded through the hole on the left side, and he did just what he wanted to do by showing bunt. He brought Green in on the grass at third base and then just shot one on the ground through on the left side, right where Green might have been had he been playing deeper. And now there's a threat for the Quake. Brian Walker steps in. He grounded out to third base his first time up. And he comes up now with a runner on first in the name of Carlos Colmenares. Fouls one off the left side behind 0-1. Colmenares was off with that pitch. Looked to be stealing the base. You know, we were talking about this date in baseball history and told you that Christy Mathewson threw his second career no-hitter on this day back in 1905, and then in 1913 pitched his 300th career victory. Well, somebody else got his 300th victory on this date in 2003. Do you know who it was? The 0-1 pitch. Fouled back, straight back. The runner was going again. Colmenares really wants to get moving, but now it's 0-2, and he'll probably have to stay put on this pitch. Who was it? Back in 2003, on his fourth try, Roger Clemens got his 300th victory on this day, June 13th, 2003. This day in baseball history, brought to you by the Bakersfield Blaze. The 0-2 pitch steps off, and Colmenares has none of it. Didn't even move, didn't even blink over at first base. Tatusco stepped off, and Colmenares just stood there. In fact, he takes another step off first. He's leaning towards second. And the pitch. Pitch out. And the count goes 1-2. Well, you know, when it goes 0-2 and you've run on the first two pitches, the likelihood of taking off on the third pitch, 0-2, is very minimal. They decided to go ahead and throw a pitch out just to see. And there he misses down and away. Holy cow. Out there at second base, Matt Lawson was on the move to cover the bag, and Colmenares wasn't even going. The whole right side was opened up as Gomez was holding Colmenares on first. It looks like he's got an extra step. His right foot is past the cutout. He fakes going, and the ball is fouled off on the left side by Walker. And the count remains 2-2. So 2-2, pretty good pitch to run on, but I don't know that the Quakes, down three, want to risk a strike them out, throw them out. There's another foul off on the left side. You know, without two strikes, trying to take that base and get something going, that's one thing. But you might want to wait until the next batter. Since it's the bottom of the lineup, you got Phillips coming up next. And you might want to get something. Wait, there he goes. There's a pitch. Swung on and missed. The throw down to second is not in time. A strike him out and a stolen base. A check swing strikeout. Brian Walker goes down. And Colmenares with the steal of the second sack as P.J. Phillips comes up. Phillips singled to right field back in the third inning, but he was left out there. Our Major League games that are going on right now, Boston, the Red Sox leading the Philadelphia Phillies, the world champions 9-5 in Philadelphia in the seventh inning. The L.A. Dodgers, as the first pitch breaking ball misses away, the count 1-0. The L.A. Dodgers playing the parent club, the Texas Rangers. They are winning 3-1, so our Rangers are down by 2 in the seventh inning. Fouled off on the right side, the count evens up at 1-1. In Colorado, the score is knotted. Seattle 3, Colorado 3 in the eighth inning. And the parent club of these Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, the L.A. Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, are beating the Padres as there's a fake throw to second base. And Colmenares goes in head first. 9-1 our score there. Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim with a healthy lead over the hapless Pods. And we got a good one in the Bay Area. The Battle of the Bay, Oakland 2, San Francisco 2 in the top of the sixth inning. Here is the 1-1 pitch. Misses inside. Almost got him. The count goes to 2-1. So Colmenares, he makes a lot of things happen for these Quakes. Not only with his batting average and his glove, although he has an error tonight. He gets healthy leads and he can run. Lawson holding him on. The spin move towards second base. No throw. Colmenares goes in feet first this time. They just want to shorten that lead maybe a half a step. Just a half a step, so a hard hit ball to left field, maybe you have a chance at the plate. Anywhere else, you're not going to have a chance on Colmenares. The 2-1 pitch smacked to third base. Backhanded over there by Green, on to first in time, and Colmenares, waiting for the throw, advances to third after the baseball went across the diamond. So, the runner is moved over, but there are two outs now as the Quakes go to the top of their order with Jeremy Moore. It'll take a two-out hit. But you don't want to lose a ball. Get a ball in the dirt, a wild pitch here with Colmenares, the speedster on third base. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball. Had him waving. I don't think Moore was expecting that. Really fooled him on that pitch. 0-1 the count. As Tatusco looks in, he has not gone five innings all year. Fastball swung on and missed. Inside on the hands, and the count quickly 0-2. Let's see what they do here. Will they try and get him fishing outside? Will they bust him up and in? Or will they try and go for the punch out? The infielders are back. Everybody back with two outs. Colmenares two steps off of third. Breaking ball, fouled off on the right side, just foul. A nice pick there by Mauro Gomez. But the ball was about 3 feet foul, and we'll do it again. So it looked like they were going for the punch out. Let's see here if they try to get him nibbling away or maybe bust one up under his chin. More slightly open stance, and the 0-2. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Beautiful pitch, and Tatusco is out of it. We're going to the sixth inning. The Bakersfield Blaze 3, and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, nothing.
All right, now let's direct your attention to the message board for the special messages.
Get your brand new Bakersfield Blaze gear at the gift shop. We've got brand new items that you're sure to love as well as your old favorites. Show your Blaze pride around town by wearing a Blaze t-shirt, sweatshirt, or jacket. Available in all sizes and for all ages. And top it all off with a Blaze hat. You can purchase at the ballpark or even online. The Blaze Gift Shop also offers a full line of novelty products as well as all your old favorites. So come on out to the ballpark and show your Blaze pride in style with brand new Bakersfield Blaze apparel. So when you're at historic Sam Lynn Ballpark, stop by the Blaze Gift Shop or order online today at BakersfieldBlaze.com. And you can start bringing the heat.
We're getting ready to go to the sixth inning of play. Jason Miller still on the hill for the Quakes. And I got another trivia question for you here. What team... What major league team got its name because of a second baseman named Louis Bierhauer? Louis Bierhauer gave this major league team their name. I tell you what, unless you are some kind of trivia geek with the Society for American Baseball Research, I doubt you're going to know that one. Speaking of Sabre, it's a wonderful nonprofit organization that is dedicated to preserving baseball history by preserving statistics and going through old books and documenting every single player and play in the history of baseball. As the first pitch of the sixth is an off-speed pitch, it misses away. I wonder if he throws a screwball, because it sure looks a lot like that. It missed up and out, but it definitely moved to the outside. It's either that or a slow cutter. The count is 1-0. Here we go. Fastball driven, way back, and gone! A big, huge, monster home run to left field by Ian Gack. He turned on a fastball on the inside corner and deposited it way out there into the evergreens beyond the second high wall. Oh my goodness, he got all of that one. It was hitting like that that made Ian Gack the player of the week in the first week of June in the California League. Wow. You don't see balls hit that hard that often, but that one was thumped. No doubt about it. Now Joey Butler steps in. Swung on a missed off-speed pitch away. That ball, boy, tell you what, it silenced the crowd in a hurry. And you had people down behind home plate looking up at me because I was loud. That ball was a healthy smack. That one was misses down. The count evens up at 1-1. 1-1 the count to Butler. He's hit the ball very hard twice today. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on, fouled off the right side and into the parking lot. The count goes to 1-2. He smacked one off of Miller's shoulder in the first inning. Or in the second inning, rather, that then went out and was fielded at second base by Phillips, thrown on to first for an out. There's a little dribbler off to first base. And, oh, Navarro, it did a Buckner. Oh, my goodness. He waited that one extra hop, charged the ball, but then sat on it. It took one more little skip, went underneath his glove, a la Bill Buckner. And Joey Butler is on first base as the result of the miscue. That's the first ball that Butler had not hit hard today. He had hit that ball off of Miller's shoulder and also got a base hit to right center field. Then just reached on an error, a number to first base. They're not really paying much attention to him over there, real. Jonathan Green steps in, and a pitch fastball inside kind of tied him up, swung on and missed, strike one. Green singled in the second, was left at second base, and was hit by a pitch in the fourth inning. So he's been on base twice today. The stretch by Miller and the pitch. Throw over to first base, not in time. You know what, it's tough because you're listening to this ball game in Bakersfield. When you see the Quakes come to town, come to Sam Lynn Ballpark, watch how Efren Navarro plays first base for the Quakes when a runner is on base. There's a fly ball, a liner to right field, but it's right at the right fielder, Julio Perez, for out number one. That ball was thumped. But now there's one out with a runner at first base, and the batter will be Aja Barto. Aja singled twice. He's 2 for 2 on the day, having a day. Once to right field, once to right center. And we're going to have a powwow out at the mound. Here comes Keith Johnson, the manager for Rancho Cucamonga, and we're going to have a pitching change here. The call goes to the mound. So, Jason Miller reached his pitch count. We're going to have a new pitcher. We'll be back in just a few moments here on the HometownSports.com radio network.
Hey fans, this is William Calvert, voice of the Bakersfield Blaze. Don't get caught stealing second base. Bring a pocket horn with you to Sam Lynn Ballpark for that extra burst of speed. Pocket horn. It's the skateboard from Solitary Arts. Handmade and hand silkscreen right here in California since 2005. Street cruising anyone? How about a Big Red? Top of the line quality skateboards from Solitary Arts. And while you're there, check out their organic t-shirts. Go to solitaryarts.com and revitalize the stoke.
So the pitching change will bring on Jeremy Haynes, number 22 for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. He was a starting pitcher all of last season, but they are converting him to a reliever here today. See if he'll move up the system a little quicker that way. Big right-hander. So he's finishing up his warm-up tosses, and as he does, we'll give you the answer to that trivia question. Who, which Major League Baseball team got its nickname because of a second baseman named Louis Bierhauer? It was the Pittsburgh Pirates. They had gone through a variety of names, a bunch of them, the Alleghenies, the Potato Bugs, the Zulus, the Smoked Italians, but they earned the name by pirating Bierhauer away from the Philadelphia Athletics, and that is how the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Bucks, got their name. Unbelievable. So, Jeremy Haynes steps in here. His first batter that he will face will be Aja Barto. And the first pitch is a fastball, catches the inside corner. First strike, number one. Haynes from the stretch, looks to first, and delivers another fastball. That one misses down and away. So 1-1 is our count. The runner at first is Joey Butler. One run already in here in the sixth inning. It's 4-0 Bakersfield. And Haynes steps off. Does not throw to first base. Let's see what Butler does here. Off the bag, got a good healthy lead. The stretch and the pitch. The 1-1, breaking ball, misses down and in. A beautiful play and a snap throw down to first base by Brian Walker. That was tough. The ball was way inside. He went on his knees and about 2 feet to the inside part of home plate, and then made a snap throw off balance moving away from home, and still made a pretty good throw down there at first base. The count is 2-1. Jeremy Haynes stretches, delivers. Fastball misses down and in. He's a little bit different than Moore from his stretch. He puts his glove and hand just below the belt when he sets. 3-1 now the count. He's falling behind to Aja Barto, and you don't want to do it to this guy. He is hot tonight. Runner goes. Fisted foul back off the screen. And we'll have to set it up again. The count is full. Well, let's see what they do here. Butler was running on a 3-1 pitch. Now the count is full with one out. Walker with a terrific arm. The stretch and the payoff pitch to Aja. Misses down and in for ball four. So Bakersfield with another threat. As Barto is on base all three times he's come up tonight. Runners now at first and second for Jose Felix. He grounded out to the pitcher and sacrificed bunted to the pitcher tonight. Let's see what he's going to do here. The big catcher wears 38 on his back. Not much of a lead out there so far by Butler. His left foot is right about the cutout towards second base. Here's the pitch, fouled off on the right side and out of play, count 0-1. The count. We'll try and give you the final stats on Haynes, the starting pitcher tonight, when we get them. And the 0-1. Misses in the dirt. Nice play by Walker. Ball in the dirt. The big catcher dropped to both knees, hands down. Picture perfect for all the youngsters who are here at the ballpark if they ever want to catch. An outstanding play. But what I was saying is when you see the Quakes come into Sam Lynn Ballpark, if you look at Navarro holding a runner on first base, he stands probably 4 or 5 feet as the ball is fisted to third base. What's he going to do? Throws to second. Did he get him? Got the one out. In first base, got him. Unbelievable. A 5-4-3 double play. Bang, bang at both bases. And the Quakes turn it beautifully to get out of the jam. So, one run on just one hit, one error, and one runner left on base. In the middle of the sixth, it's Bakersfield 4, Rancho Cucamonga, nothing.
Guys, you're going to think you've died and gone to sports heaven at the Creative Play, a one-stop shop for all your sports memorabilia needs. For over 19 years, the Creative Play has specialized in all things sports, with custom framing, sports cards, gifts, and memorabilia. Gals, you're going to think you've gone to gift heaven with the Creative Play's registry service. It makes giving the perfect gift so simple. And with Father's Day just around the corner, you can't go wrong. Check out our website at www.thecreativeplay.com or call us at 949-645-0720. That's 949-645-0720. At the Creative Play, we like to say, you name it, we frame it. Catch a foul ball? The Creative Play has the foul ball kit, perfect for turning that special moment into a lifelong memory. Go to www.thecreativeplay.com today.
So, closing the book on starting Quakes pitcher Jason Miller. 5 1/3 innings pitched. He faced 24 batters, 4 runs, 3 earned runs, gave up 6 hits, and pitched dandy. But he hasn't had any support here tonight. And so it's Jeremy Haynes' game to hold and win but Bakersfield has other thoughts about that. So Ryan Canary will lead off things here in the sixth inning for Rancho. The first pitch misses outside for ball one. There's a new pitcher for Bakersfield as well. Number 34, Adalberto Flores, is in now. He gets a called strike and then misses away. Two balls and one strike. The 2-1 pitch from Adalberto misses down and in, and the count moves to 3-1. So 3-1, the big right-hander throws. Ooh, almost got him. Inside for ball number four, and Canary goes down to first base to lead off the sixth inning for Rancho Cucamonga. Adalberto is a big guy, 6'7". Tallest guy on the Bakersfield squad. Comes in at 227 pounds, and he comes out of Humacao, Puerto Rico. Efren Navarro steps in now from the left side. And the pitch to him misses. Oh, it just gets the outside corner for called strike one. So he falls, goes ahead quickly, 0-1. The runner at first base is Canary. And Navarro, the big first baseman who is grounded to short and lined to second base today. The 0-1 misses high and away. He squared to bunt. Kind of an odd call, down four runs. Maybe just wants to bring in the corner over there on third base. Bring in Jonathan Green. Flores stretches. Looks to first and delivers. Another fastball fouled back this way. And just like that, the count is one ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count. Middle infielders, Stoneburner and Lawson, talking to each other, trying to figure out the coverage here. And the fireballer, Flores, delivers again. Fastball driven through the hole on the right side into right field. Rounding first base and headed for third is Canary. It's fielded by Joey Butler out there and brought into Matt Lawson. But there are runners at the corners with nobody out, and the Quakes have a serious threat going here. Julio Perez will step in now. Perez 0 for 1 on the day. He walked in the second inning and was out on the front end of a double play. In the fourth inning, he grounded out to short. Flores, runner almost goes, fakes. Ball misses high. 1-0 the count. So Navarro gave a pretty good fake over there at first base. They're going to try and make Felix be on his toes. Adalberto looking for a strike here. Stretches. The big right-hander delivers. Breaking ball. Swung on and missed. The count evens up at 1-1. Pretty good call there. Looked like a very good breaking ball. Started high, ended low. About an 11-5 drop on it. At least from this angle. Navarro off of first, the pitch. He fakes, ball misses outside, and the count goes to 2-1. So, I don't think that Flores is flustered by Navarro at all, but he does give a little bit of that peripheral vision movement as he jumps off the bag. Doesn't do it here. Fastball grounded to first base. He throws to second for one, back to first, in time for the 3-6-3 double play. A run will score. No RBI on the play, but the Quakes are on the board. So with two outs, Clay Fuller steps in. Four to one is our score. Fuller, as he takes a fastball away for ball number one. Hit into a double play in the second inning. And got a base hit to right. There's a high fly ball. It is high. It is deep. It is gone. Oh, doctor. Clay Fuller took a Flores fastball. And if you thought that Ian Gatch's home run was hit hard, that one was hit harder. Over the evergreens in right field, over everything. Pow! Two runs now for the Quakes, and they're right back in this ballgame. 4-2 the score. The Blaze with four runs on six hits. The Quakes with two runs on six hits, and they've had two errors that have hurt them. Wow, that ball was crushed. My goodness. Takes the first one for a ball, fouls the second one back. The count is 1-1. My goodness, that's about as hard as you can hit a baseball. He and Ian Gack for the Blaze. Oof. Breaking pitch, misses, up and away. The count goes to 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Estrella grounded to third, back in the second, and hit into a fielder's choice in the first. As if that fastball misses, and the count goes to 3-1. So Flores is no mystery. He's coming almost all fastballs all the time. Wines another one, cracked to third base. The pick there by Green on to first base. In time for out number three, but not before Rancho Cucamonga scores two. Two runs on two hits, a walk, a huge home run by Clay Fuller. Nobody left on base. At the end of six, it's Bakersfield 4, Rancho Cucamonga 2.
Hey, kids. Heater's got a cool membership card waiting for you. That's right. It's not too late to sign up for Heater's Home Run Kids Club. Not only will you get an awesome membership card, you'll get free admission and popcorn at all Sunday home games. That's right. Just show your card and the best mascot in the California League, Blaze, will let you in for free. Oh, and the best part, membership comes with a cool prize and doesn't cost a penny. It's free for children aged 3 to 14. So get your application today, either at Sam Lynn Ballpark or online at BakersfieldBlaze.com, and join Heater's Home Run Kids Club.
Well, how great is that? The Kids Club at Sam Lynn Ballpark. Everybody should join. It is a tremendous opportunity for the kids to really be a part of the Bakersfield Blaze baseball tradition. As we go here to the top of the seventh inning, this game moving right along, Jeremy Haynes will continue pitching for the Quakes. And we've got another trivia question for you. How many World Series did Babe Ruth play in his 22-year career? How many World Series did Babe Ruth play in his 22-year career? And then can you guess how many with each team? There's a little bit of a hint. They're playing Viva Las Vegas here at the ballpark, the epicenter in Rancho Cucamonga. And stepping in is the bottom of the order, but certainly not the bottom of the bats for Bakersfield. Matt Lawson, the second base all-star. He has struck out tonight and reached on an error. And he leads off here in the seventh inning, trying to get a little bit more cushion for the Blaze. They play him straight up. Estrella, the third baseman for the Quakes, playing up on the grass. Fastball misses inside, ball number one. I like the trivia question about Babe Ruth, because today's day in history has a lot to do with Christy Mathewson, and Babe Ruth's World Series history has a little bit to do with the great Big Six, the New York Giants Hall of Fame pitcher. Christy Mathewson, the first pitcher ever inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame, part of the inaugural class. World War I hero, died in 1925 from tuberculosis. 373 wins in his 16-year big league career. 1-1 is the count, as Lawson waved at the second pitch, and he fouls this one off the screen on the right side. and falls behind, one ball, two strikes. Well, I'll tell you what Babe Ruth did in 1918 in his second World Series, this one pitching for the Boston Red Sox. It was the last World Series championship for the Sox before they finally got another one in 2004 as the 1-2 pitch is delivered. Outside and low, the count goes to 2-2. In that series, Babe Ruth, pitching for the Red Sox, broke Christy Mathewson's record for consecutive scoreless innings pitched in a World Series. Swung on and missed, struck him out. Out number one, Matt Lawson goes down swinging. And that'll bring up the top of the order for the Blaze. Davis Stoneburner. He grounded to second in the first, flied to center in the third, and hit a bomb of a home run that there was a little bit of controversy on for a short time off the Water of Life sign above the yellow stripe in left center field back his last at-bat in the fifth inning. The stretch by Haynes. Yes, he goes from the stretch with nobody on base. Fastball fouled on the right side, and that one goes into the parking lot over everybody for strike number one. Quickly, 0-1. So in 1918, Babe Ruth pitching a shutout for the Red Sox, and combining that with a string of scoreless innings that he threw in the 1916 World Series, Christy Mathewson actually said that Babe Ruth was the best left-handed pitcher that he ever saw, left-handed, other than Eddie Plank. That ball misses down in the dirt. The count evens at 1-1. Christy Mathewson in 1905, the same season that deals with today's date in baseball history when he threw his second career no-hitter on this date in 1905, June 13th. In the five series, it was perhaps the best week. Swung on and missed. The count goes to 1-2 on the fastball inside to Stoneburner. It was perhaps the best week in the history of any single pitcher in the history of baseball. Christy Mathewson, pitching in the World Series against Connie Mack's Philadelphia Athletics, threw three shutouts in 5 days to win the World Championship and the first World Series. Liner back at Haynes. He catches it. Oh, doctor. That was a defensive catch, but a nice play, and Stoneburner comes up short. A liner back at Haynes. Got the glove up in time. And got the out, and Stoneburner has hit the ball hard three times, and only the one big home run to show for it. So with two down now, here comes Engel Beltre. He's 0-for-3 on the night. Hit to first base, unassisted in the first, struck out swinging in third, and popped up to the second baseman, P.J. Phillips, in the fifth. He takes a ball outside here. So that was a string of 27 consecutive scoreless innings that Christy Mathewson pitched. In 1918, pitching for the Boston Red Sox, as the 1-0 pitch comes and misses low, 2-0. In a carryover from the 1916 World Series, Babe Ruth broke that record and pitched his 28th scoreless inning in a row in the World Series. The 2-0 pitch, that's a called strike on the outside corner, 2-1. Little-known trivia about Babe Ruth and the World Series and the fact that he was a phenomenal pitcher, not just a terrific hitter. And that's why most baseball historians grounded off on the left side. It is a fair ball. A nice play over there at third base by Estrella. Not in time. It's going to be an infield hit. That ball was chopped into the dirt. It bounced high here on the tundra of the epicenter. And Estrella didn't have a chance. Infield hit for Beltre. And with two outs, Mauro Gomez will come up. He grounded to short in the first, struck out swinging in the fourth, and grounded to second in the fifth. So he's hit to all sides of the field, including nowhere. And the score remains 4-2. As the ball is taken inside for ball one, with Engel Beltre over on first base. The 1-0 pitch, short lead off of first, and over there Navarro's not nearly as far off the bag as he has been the rest of the game. Now he's kind of standing over there like Todd Helton does, which maybe just a foot off the bag, but he needs to be careful because his left foot was actually in foul territory, and you can't do that. The stretch to throw to first base. Not close. Not really a big lead over there by Beltre. He starts with his left foot on the right field foul line, which is okay. But if any part of that foot is outside the foul line, that is illegal. The runner goes. The ball is taken. And into second base with a stolen base is Beltre. So Beltre on second base with two outs. It was a called strike, actually, and Mauro Gomez now with a 1-1 count with two outs. Going to try and get a little bit of an insurance run. Well, not a little bit. Going to try and get an insurance run here late in the ballgame, top of the seventh. They all count tonight. The pitching has been outstanding with the possible exception of Flores in the last inning for Bakersfield. But the big right-hander will probably be going out again as the pitch comes in. Breaking ball grounded to third. Booted! But he's got time. On to first. Oh, pulled him off the bag. A beautiful tag over there by Navarro. Save Hector Estrella from an error. So the Blaze goes down as Gomez grounds to third base. No runs here in the seventh. In the middle of seventh, it's time for the seventh inning stretch. It is 4-2 Bakersfield.
Just because the Blaze are out of town, that doesn't mean you have to miss your game. Bakersfield Batting Range is there for you. Family owned and operated for 40 years, Bakersfield Batting Range is open 7 days a week with rates as low as 50 cents. It's still one of the best bargains around. Why not rent out one of their 15 cages? With speeds ranging from 30 to 80 miles per hour, it's sure to challenge, and the rental rates are so low, they aren't heavy on the wallet. Call to book your visit today at 661-324-7053. Open 7 days a week until 10 p.m. Bakersfield Batting Range. Located at 4001 Chester Avenue, just outside Sandlin Ballpark. It's a family tradition. Give a visit or give a call. 661-324-7053.
Okay. We have had the seventh inning stretch. We've sung Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Tremor, the Quakes mascot, has a whole dandy of kids on top of the Bakersfield Blaze dugout dancing, trying to get the crowd going. And we're headed for the bottom of the seventh with Alberto Flores still pitching for Bakersfield. And coming up, Carlos Colmenares, the biggest threat in this Quake lineup. Colmenares with a fly ball to center and a base hit with a stolen base, was stranded at third base his last time up in the fifth inning. Going to try and get something going here for the Quakes in the seventh. The wind and the pitch. Fastball misses up and away, and Colmenares again showing bunt and bringing Jonathan Green way up on the grass. It worked for him last time. He brought Green up, and then he slapped one through on the left side just to Green's left and to Stoneburner's right. Takes a strike on the outside corner, showing bunt again. Having never seen Colmenares play before, I would guess that he likes to take a lot of pitches, really get a good look, as most good hitters do. Misses away. The count goes to 2-1 now. And Flores falling behind again. The big Puerto Rican winds and delivers. Fastball. Ooh. Misses inside. That was close. 3-1 the count. Colmenares, the switch hitter, swings and fouls one straight back. A big cut at that one. Took a huge hack at the 3-1 pitch. Just got under it and fouled it straight back off the screen. The crowd begins to clap with the soundtrack. And Flores with the payoff pitch, 3-2. Fastball again, he missed it. Outside and away, strikeout. So one down, that's the first strikeout for Flores, and it'll bring up the catcher, Brian Walker. Walker grounded to third and struck out. stands in from the left side, and another fastball fouled back. Flores has an abundance of them. Well, he also has a dandy hook. Makes you wonder why he doesn't throw it more to put the batters off stride. Fastball grounded out to second base. Matt Lawson with it. On to first in time for out number two. The Blaze throws the ball around the horn backwards. That's actually the right way, but it's backwards right to left as you look at it here. And that'll bring up P.J. Phillips, the bottom of the order, the number nine hitter for the Quakes. Well, quite a different inning so far for Flores compared to the last one when he couldn't get ahead of any hitters and really got into a jam and then gave up that bomb of a home run to Clay Fuller. First pitch is fouled at the plate. Chopped backwards toward the screen toward us. 0-1 the count. Alberto delivers the 0-1 breaking ball. Ooh, beautiful pitch. He snapped that one off about three quarters and it broke more to the side like a slider than that big 11-5 that we saw earlier. And it counts 0-2. That one goes in the dirt. Tried to get him to fish at one. Down and away. Same pitch. Two outs. One ball, two strike. P.J. Phillips the batter. He singled to right field back in the third inning and grounded out to short. Takes ball two. A fastball. The mascot Tremor is now on the Quakes dugout doing a little bit of a dance to car wash. Breaking ball hammered left side but foul. We'll do it again. The count remains 2-2. Tremor's outstanding. Got a newborn in his hands down here. Just doing a dance down here on the top of the Quakes dugout. That's about as cute as you can get. I hope they have a photographer in the stands to get a picture of that one. That's a souvenir for somebody. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Breaking ball misses high, and the count goes full. Not a bad idea, but he didn't snap it off the way he wanted to. It got the middle of the plate and about belt high. He's lucky that Phillips didn't jump all over it like he did the previous foul ball. Breaking ball, called strike three on the outside corner. There it was. That's what he meant to do. Strikeout number two of the inning and in the game for Flores. We're going to go to the eighth inning. At the end of seven, it's Bakersfield 4, Rancho Cucamonga 2.
Get your brand new Bakersfield Blaze gear at the gift shop. We've got brand new items that you're sure to love as well as your old favorites. Show your Blaze pride around town by wearing a Blaze t-shirt, sweatshirt, or jacket. Available in all sizes and for all ages. And top it all off with a Blaze hat. You can purchase at the ballpark or even online. The Blaze gift shop also offers a full line of novelty products as well as all your old favorites. So come on out to the ballpark and show your Blaze pride in style with brand new Bakersfield Blaze apparel. So when you're at historic Sam Lynn Ballpark, stop by the Blaze gift shop or order online today at BakersfieldBlaze.com. And you can start bringing the heat.
We're ready to move now to the top of the eighth inning. Jeremy Haynes will begin his third inning of work. We got some Major League Baseball scores for you. Ian Gack will lead off for the Blaze. We got more finals. Colorado defeated Seattle 5-3. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, the parent club of the Quakes, defeated San Diego 9-1. That is a final. And in the ninth inning, Boston, the Red Sox lead Philadelphia 11-6. The LA Dodgers lead our parent club, the Texas Rangers, 3-1. And Oakland is down to San Francisco in the Battle of the Bay. In the top of the eighth, the score is Giants 5, A's 2 in the top of the eighth. Ian Gack will lead things off here for the Blaze in the eighth inning. He hit a huge home run back his last at-bat in the sixth inning, two innings ago. Before that, in the second, he grounded to third, and then there was a phenomenal play by the pitcher. In the fourth inning, a shot up the middle that he backhanded behind his back. A no-look catch and throw that robbed Ian of a hit. And here's the pitch to lead off the eighth that misses down and inside in the dirt for ball one. So 1-0 as Haynes delivers a fastball in the dirt to start off the eighth. This game really moving along. Haynes stretches every time, runner or no. Fastball catches. No, it doesn't. It misses inside as well. 2-0. Bakersfield with four runs on seven hits, no errors. It's been a very nice defensive game.
That's okay. He can sleep there.
And the Quakes with two runs on six hits and two very costly errors. The 2-0 pitch.
He'll be waking up in the morning and the vultures will be picking his eyes out.
Fouled off. Oh, no, it wasn't. It was in the dirt and off the glove of Walker for ball three. So it's 3-0. I love our crowd mic here. You can pick up conversations of anybody who's close to it. No, it's okay. We're talking with the fans now. It's outstanding. It's a great ballpark and a great set of fans. Called strike on the inside corner. 3-1 is the count. And I'll tell you what, if you've never had an opportunity to drive out this way, this is a stop on your baseball scenic tour. A beautiful place to play and watch a ball game. 3-1. Half swing. Yes, he did. The count moves full. 3-2. So Gack, designating hitting today, taking a day off from playing in the field. He's 1-for-3 with the ground, two ground outs and the big home run. The payoff pitch, fastball grounded out to short. Cominari's with it, on to first in time. Out number one is in the books. So that's two ground outs to short for Gack, and it'll bring up Joey Butler. Butler hit a shot off of the pitcher's shoulder in the second inning that turned into a 1-4-3 ground out. He got a base hit to right in the fourth, was caught stealing third base to end the fourth inning, and he reached on an error of the Bill Buckner magnitude by Efren Navarro back in the sixth inning. So he steps in here with one out. The right fielder awaits. And the pitch. Fastball inside and up. Misses 1-0. So we'll keep an eye on those major league ball games that are still being played. There's three still under the lights as that fastball misses down and in. And Walker's having a little bit harder time catching these pitches now. He's getting beat up back there this last couple of innings. 2-0 the count to Joey Butler. And the 2-0 pitch. Fastball driven out toward right field. Does it have enough to get in fair? No. I believe it's a foul ball by about 6 feet. That would have been a double for sure. Probably a ground rule double. It looked like it bounced up and over the pitcher sitting down there in the bullpen. We've got action down in the Bakersfield bullpen. Number 29, Corey Young, loosening up down there. 2-1 the count to Butler. And the 2-1 pitch fouled straight back, a little bit off the right. For strike number two. The count even up, 2-2. Four runs, seven hits, no errors for Bakersfield. Two runs, six hits, two errors for Rancho Cucamonga. On deck next is Jonathan Green. He's out of night. And the 2-2. Fastball down in the dirt. And Walker is earning his paycheck tonight. Full count. Haynes, the Quakes, right-hander, who puts those hands down below his belt in a stretch motion every time he delivers. Break-in pitch got the outside corner. So Joey Butler with the first backwards K for the Blaze tonight. He goes down, and now there's two outs. And the final hope here in the eighth inning for the Blaze is Jonathan Green. But Bakersfield up by two runs. And we'll see if there's going to be a pitching change for the Blaze when the bottom half of this inning comes out. Flores, pitch two. Breaking ball fouled off left side, just past the Rancho dugout, 0-1. Jonathan Green singled, was hit by a pitch, and hit a big fly ball to right field. So he is 1-for-2 on the afternoon, on the evening, rather. It's a cool night here in Rancho Cucamonga. Fastball misses down and in. 1-1. Well, the answer to our trivia question, how many World Series did Babe Ruth play in his 22-year career? The answer is 10. And his team won 7 of those 10. 7. Only 5 of them were with the Yankees. There's a ground ball on the right side. A nice play by Navarro, but off his glove, throws to the pitcher, covering in time. Nice play. So Navarro going to his right on a hard hit ball. It went off his glove. He stayed with it, took 3 more steps to his right, picked it up, and threw it to Jeremy Haynes covering first base. That was textbook. 3-1. So, in the middle of the 8th, it is the Blaze 4, the Quakes 2. We'll be back on hometownsports.com right after this.
Hey fans, this is William Calvert, voice of the Bakersfield Blaze. Don't get caught stealing second base. Bring a pocket horn with you to Samlin Ballpark for that extra burst of speed. Pocket horn. It's the skateboard from Solitary Arts. Handmade and hand silkscreen right here in California since 2005. Street cruising anyone? How about a Big Red? Top of the line quality skateboards from Solitary Arts. And while you're there, check out their organic t-shirts. Go to solitaryarts.com and revitalize the stoke.
Well, Corey Young will come on now for Bakersfield. He will pitch the bottom of the 8th. And he throws from the left side, as you Bakersfield fans know. He's 6'2", 175 out of Shrewsbury, New Jersey. Last year he pitched at Spokane. But tonight he's pitching for the Blaze against Rancho Cucamonga. So we can close the book on Alberto Flores. He pitched 2 innings, faced 8 batters, gave up 2 runs, both of them earned. 2 hits. And there you have it. So we're ready to go. We'll be at the top of the order for Rancho Cucamonga. It'll be Jeremy Moore, followed by Ryan Canary and Efren Navarro. Jeremy Moore bats from the left side. He's going to be facing a left-hander for the first time tonight. And I got another trivia question for you. We'll try and slide it in here between pitches. Fastball outside corner. Boy, tell you what, he had a little more extra English on that one. Quickly delivers, breaking pitch, down and away, swung on, waved at and missed by Moore for strike number 2. So quickly in the hole, 0-2, is Moore. Working really quickly. That almost went. He did. Did they check down at first base and say he went? And that was a Bakersfield Blaze call. I don't know that he did or not, but that will be the first out recorded. 1 strikeout for Corey Young. And it'll bring up Ryan Canary. Canary. I've been saying Canary all night long. I love the way he spells his name, and I love both the first and the last, R-I-A-N, and the I that's pronounced like an ah. Young misses outside with a fastball. He throws a lot like the old pitcher out of UCLA, Matt Young, who pitched for the Boston Red Sox a little bit. Fastball swung on and missed, waved at, the count evens up at 1-1. He lines up on the right-hand side of the rubber, and coming at these left-handed batters, it goes in at an extreme angle from behind their right ear to the outside corner, and that one misses down and away. He gets a really good angle on the pitch, and he throws pretty hard. So if you're a left-hander, it's not really easy to pick up. The 2-1 pitch misses in the dirt, goes to 3-1. One down here, bottom of the eighth. Bakersfield up 4-2. Ryan Canary up to the plate. On deck is Efren Navarro. Fastball high, misses, and down to first base goes Ryan Canary. So he is walked for the second time this evening. And Efren Navarro now represents the tying run with one out. Four runs, seven hits for Bakersfield. Two runs, six hits, two errors for Rancho. Navarro from the left side as well. Stretched the throw to first. Didn't fool anybody. Least of all, Canary. He only has about 3.5 steps off of first. His right foot is not even to the cutout. And fastball driven out toward left field, but it's got too much air, and it's caught out there by Aja Barto for out number two. Ball was stung pretty well, but not enough air to get down for a hit. So that's one of those ones where your hitting coach says, ah, you hit it good, but right at somebody. We'll just have to make a note on that in the book. It'll bring up now, with two outs, Julio Perez. He's got 38 RBIs on the year and seven home runs. Young throws over to first base. It wouldn't be a bad idea to try and take this base, but you really need two runs, and there are two outs. It takes you out of the force. That's about all it does here. He fakes going, and that ball misses. No, it catches the outside corner. 0-1. So Perez is walked, grounded to short, and hit into a 3-6-3 double play tonight. The stretch from Young, the look to first, not much of a lead, and the pitch quickly grounded to first base. Over there is Gomez. He steps on the bag for out number three, and the Quakes come up empty. At the end of eight, it's Bakersfield 4, Rancho Cucamonga 2.
Guys, you're going to think you've died and gone to sports heaven at the Creative Play, a one-stop shop for all your sports memorabilia needs. For over 19 years, the Creative Play has specialized in all things sports, with custom framing, sports cards, gifts, and memorabilia. Gals, you're going to think you've gone to gift heaven with the Creative Play's registry service. It makes giving the perfect gift so simple. And with Father's Day just around the corner, you can't go wrong. Check out our website at www.thecreativeplay.com or call us at 949-645-0720. That's 949-645-0720. At the Creative Play, we like to say, you name it, we frame it. Catch a foul ball? The Creative Play has the foul ball kit, perfect for turning that special moment into a lifelong memory. Go to www.thecreativeplay.com today.
Hey kids, Heater's got a cool membership card waiting for you. That's right, it's not too late to sign up for Heater's Home Run Kids Club. Not only will you get an awesome membership card, you'll get free admission and popcorn at all Sunday home games. That's right, just show your card and the best mascot in the California League, Blaze, will let you in for free. Oh, and the best part, membership comes with a cool prize and doesn't cost a penny. It's free for children aged 3 to 14, so get your application today, either at Sam Lynn Ballpark or online at BakersfieldBlaze.com, and join Heater's Home Run Kids Club.
So we move to the ninth inning for Bakersfield. It'll be the bottom of the order. Aja Barto, Jose Felix, and Matt Lawson facing a new pitcher for Rancho Cucamonga, and that new pitcher is Eddie McKiernan. So you can close the book on Jeremy Haynes. 2 2/3 innings, 9 batters faced, no runs, no earned runs. He only gave up one hit, pitched well. And now McKiernan steps in against Aja Bartow. The Blaze looking to get some insurance here. Two is never enough. And McKiernan winds and delivers. Breaking ball, big curve ball, called strike. Big, slow breaking ball. McKiernan, only at 5'11", 160 pounds. He's out of Temple City, California. Broken bat out towards second base, but the first baseman fields it over to McKiernan. At first, he's there in time. That was close. 3-1 on the putout. The pitch sawed off Aja Bartow, and then it was way wide towards second base. A very nice play by Navarro going to his right, but then he had to throw behind him as he fielded it almost on the grass. And McKiernan with a nice pickup and holding the bag to get the out. Jose Felix steps in now. He's 0 for 2 on the day. He nubbed one back to the pitcher. He got a sacrifice bunt back to pitcher. And then he hit into a 5-4-3 double play in the sixth inning. McKiernan with the delivery. Fastball inside corner strike. So McKiernan doesn't throw as hard, it appears, as the other fellows we've been seeing here tonight. And he's not nearly as big, but he does move the ball in and out, and he's got a big breaking pitch. There's a breaking ball, and that's kind of off the end of the bat. It's going to drop over shortstop and into left field for a base hit. So Jose Felix with his first hit of the ball game today. He nubs one, a little weak line drive out to left field. And that will bring up Matthew Lawson. Matt, again, we say the All-Star for the Blaze. He'll be the starting second baseman in the All-Star game coming up. He has not had a good day. He has struck out, reached on an error to shortstop, and struck out again. So Felix, not really a threat to run. He's on first base as Lawson steps in against McKiernan. One down, outfield shading a little bit towards right. Fastball fouled back this way for strike one. So Clay Fuller out in center field is playing, maybe 10 steps to his left toward right field, shading Matt to hit that way. And yet P.J. Phillips is playing 2-3 steps towards second base. He may be covering should the runner go. That's fisted right. Dave's pictured perfectly. Phillips is there. Is it a double play? Yes, it is. A line drive to Phillips. We were just saying he was standing 3 steps to his right, positioned perfectly, catches the sinking line drive, throws on to first to double off Felix, and that'll do it for Bakersfield in the top of the ninth. We're going to the bottom of the ninth. It's time to hold them, Blaze. It's Bakersfield 4, Rancho Cucamonga 2, here on the HometownSports.com radio network.
Just because the Blaze are out of town, that doesn't mean you have to miss your game. Bakersfield Batting Range is there for you. Family owned and operated for 40 years, Bakersfield Batting Range is open 7 days a week with rates as low as 50 cents. It's still one of the best bargains around. Why not rent out one of their 15 cages? With speeds ranging from 30 to 80 miles per hour, it's sure to challenge, and the rental rates are so low, they aren't heavy on the wallet. Call to book your visit today at 661-324-7053. Open 7 days a week until 10 p.m., Bakersfield Batting Range, located at 4001 Chester Avenue, just outside Samlin Ballpark. It's a family tradition. Give a visit or give a call, 661-324-7053.
We have a pitching change for the Blaze. Evan Reed, number 44, is in to pitch the ninth inning. And let's see if he can stop Rancho Cucamonga in their tracks. We'll be at the top of the order. It's right in the heart of the order. We'll have Julio Perez, followed by Clay Fuller, and Hector Estrella facing the big right-hander. It's never over till it's over. Bakersfield up 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors. It's been a beautifully defensively played game. That's a lot of leaves there in the description. And the Quakes, 2 runs on 6 hits, 2 costly errors, led to the difference. 4-2 is our score, bottom of the ninth. We're finishing up the warm-up tosses. Perez, Fuller, and Estrella will be coming in. Let's see if we can get those finals in here in the major leagues. San Francisco is still leading 5-2. It's the top of the ninth inning now, and that one looks to be over soon. And Boston now, that's a final. They defeated the Philadelphia Phillies 11-6. So Clay Fuller is up. Called strike on the outside corner, so I missed that one. Julio Perez ended the last inning for the Quakes. So Fuller steps in there. He has hit into a double play, a big smash single to right, and then the bomb home run over the trees and right. Takes a ball outside. The count evens up at 1-1. So with all the paper we've got up here in the press box and all the way they're moving around, you know, hey, I'm doing my best, but I'm no William Calvert. And it's Clay Fuller who's up to bat, not Julio Perez. The 1-1 misses outside, 2-1. I've really enjoyed doing the ball game tonight, calling it here from the epicenter. William Calvert will be back tomorrow for the afternoon ball game, 2:05 start, airtime 1:50 on hometownsports.com. And the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike two. 2-2, the count is even now. Evan Reed goes from the stretch, wears number 44 on his back. Not a typical number for a pitcher, more like Henry Aaron and Willie McCovey. He stretches and the 2-2. Fastball swung on and missed, struck him out, and that's one down here in the ninth. Bakersfield one-third of the way there. And now it is up to Hector Estrella. Estrella grounded to third. Hit into a fielder's choice. A nice play in the hole toward left field to the right of Davis Stoneburner, but he made a fabulous play to end an inning, tossing to second base Matt Lawson way back in the fourth inning to get Clay Fuller as the first pitch is high. No, it's called a strike. 0-1. And then he grounded to third again back in the sixth. We're here in the ninth. One down. Bakersfield on top. 4-2. Fastball swung on and missed. He sort of waved a bunt out there and then swung late, was behind the pitch. Not a bad idea. Jonathan Green playing very deep at third base, but it cost him a strike. And the 0-2 from Reed. Fastball in the dirt. Nice play by Jose Felix, but it bounced off to the right side. You got to love it when it's the ninth inning and they're still working hard. All these guys want to make it to the bigs. And out of the 61-year history of Bakersfield, in 60 of those seasons, someone on the roster has made it to the major leagues. So somebody out here is going to do it. Who it is, I don't know, but there's a swing and a miss, strike three, and the ball gets thrown around the horn by Felix. Two down now here in the ninth inning. So 2 strikeouts for Reed, and now it's Carlos Colmenares, the toughest hitter in this lineup. Colmenares flied to center in the third, singled to left, stole a base in the fifth, and struck out in the seventh. He's the Quakes' final hope here in the bottom of the ninth. 2 outs. And the pitch from Evan Reed. Fastball right there. Strike one. So Reed's not messing around. He's going right after him. Jonathan Green comes in a few steps now. He's still back behind the bag, but he's not nearly as deep on the dirt as he was. They're playing him straight away. A little bit shallow in left. Fouled off on the left side for strike number two. So the Quakes come down to their last strike now. Two outs, two strikes. No balls. It's a final from San Francisco. The Giants defeated the A's 5-2. The stretch and the 0-2 pitch from Reed. Let's see if he strikes out the side. Fastball outside in the dirt. No, tried to get him going after it. Colmenares is too good of a hitter to do that. On deck is Walker. He will bat next if Colmenares can reach. He represents the tying run. The 1-2 in the dirt again. 2-2. It evens it up. So we've got even numbers across the board again. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. But it's not the number two hitter. Carlos Colmenares, the shortstop, up to bat. 1-for-3 on the night. And the 2-2 from Reed. Fastball fouled back this way and over the top. Stays alive, 2-2. It's been fun, but it's not over yet. Reed into the stretch with nobody on base. The Blaze playing straight up. Curveball just misses outside. Just missed the black. I think that Reed wanted that one. It was outside, but many times you do get that. If it was a fastball, you're going to get the called strike. The breaking baller, he's going to just hook it around. Full count. Here's our score. Well, it's not our score. It's our count. Out in center field, Clay Fuller, or rather Angel Beltre, actually shading slightly toward left center field. 2-3 steps. Fastball misses, and Colmenares is on. Oh, that wakes up the crowd. Two outs, but now a runner at first, and Brian Walker comes to the plate representing the tying run for Rancho Cucamonga. He hasn't done it tonight, but the fans here think he's due. He's grounded to third, struck out, and grounded to second, hit it to both sides of the field. Mauro Gomez not going to hold the runner. Colmenares on first. They're going to give him second base. The stretch. The pitch. He's not going. Popped him up. This should do it. Stoneburner over. He has called off green. He missed the ball. Unbelievable. And the crowd is excited here in Rancho Cucamonga now. I got to think that's going to be an error. He was camped out under it, called green off, and then just missed the ball. That was, boy, you don't see Davis Stoneburner do that too often. And now we're going to get a visit to the mound from pitching coach Dave Chavarria. Oh, boy, it can turn on a dime. So runners at first and third now, two outs, and P.J. Phillips, the number nine hitter, comes up. You know, we've been talking about the terrific defense of the Blaze all night long, and then you have a play like that. It looks like they're going to give him a hit. I disagree with that. He was camped out under the ball, had his glove up, and missed the ball. So I don't know how you give them a hit, but they did. And now there's runners at first and third for P.J. Phillips. Phillips is singled to right, grounded to third, and struck out looking. The tying run is at first base. The winning run is at the plate in the name of P.J. Phillips. But Evan Reed on the hill for Bakersfield has something to say about that. Gomez holding the runner at first. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball called strike. At the knees. Looked like it got most of the plate. Wants to get a little bit farther outside on that one. Phillips just hitting a .198, but he's got 3 home runs and 22 RBI on the year. The stretch from Reed. And the pitch. Breaking ball again misses down and away. So the count evens up at 1-1. Brian Walker on first base, the result of a home cooking base hit on what was really an error by Stoneburner, short. On third base is Carlos Camilleras, who got walked, swung on and missed. Strike two. Kind of a check swing duck by Phillips there. And the count goes 1-2, two outs. And again, the Quakes are down to their last strike. They gave second base. A stolen base to Brian Walker on that pitch. That's why it looks so funny. Felix couldn't get a handle on the ball as he went down to second base. Runners at second, third. The pitch. In the dirt, it gets away. Here comes the run. And looky here. Here comes the tying run. No, they're going to send him back to third base and say the ball went out of play. So only one base on the play, and that's a lucky break for Bakersfield. Holy cow. So I don't know the ground rules here at the Epicenter, but that ball was in the dirt and went over to the Quakes' dugout. It scored a run and sent Walker to third base, but then they did not award him home plate after it went out of play. So we got the tying run at third now. It's 4-3. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The pitch, swung on and missed, and the Blaze take it. They have won the first 2 games here at the Epicenter, but what a ball game that was here today. The Quakes put on a fight, left the tying run at third base. And oh, what a game. We saw 2 monster home runs, some terrific pitching for the most part, terrific fielding. The final line score, the Blaze, 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors, really 1. And the Quakes, 3 runs on 7 hits, 6, 2 errors. Enough of the commentary. We'll be back with a post game right after this.
Get your brand new Bakersfield Blaze gear at the gift shop. We've got brand new items that you're sure to love as well as your old favorites. Show your Blaze pride around town by wearing a Blaze t-shirt, sweatshirt, or jacket. Available in all sizes and for all ages. And top it all off with a Blaze hat. You can purchase at the ballpark or even online. The Blaze Gift Shop also offers a full line of novelty products, as well as all your old favorites. So come on out to the ballpark and show your Blaze pride in style with brand new Bakersfield Blaze apparel. So when you're at historic Sam Lynn Ballpark, stop by the Blaze Gift Shop or order online today at BakersfieldBlaze.com. And you can start bringing the heat. Hey fans, this is William Calvert, voice of the Bakersfield Blaze. Don't get caught stealing second base. Bring a pocket horn with you to Sam Lynn Ballpark for that extra burst of speed. Pocket horn. It's the skateboard from Solitary Arts. Handmade and hand silkscreen right here in California since 2005. Street cruising anyone? How about a Big Red? Top of the line quality skateboards from Solitary Arts. And while you're there, check out their organic t-shirts. Go to solitaryarts.com and revitalize the stoke.
Guys, you're going to think you've died and gone to sports heaven at the Creative Play, a one-stop shop for all your sports memorabilia needs. For over 19 years, the Creative Play has specialized in all things sports, with custom framing, sports cards, gifts, and memorabilia. Gals, you're going to think you've gone to gift heaven with the Creative Play's registry service. It makes giving the perfect gift so simple. And with Father's Day just around the corner, you can't go wrong. Check out our website at www.thecreativeplay.com or call us at 949-645-0720. That's 949-645-0720. At The Creative Play, we like to say, you name it, we frame it. Catch a foul ball? The Creative Play has the foul ball kit, perfect for turning that special moment into a lifelong memory. Go to www.thecreativeplay.com today.
Welcome back for the post-game show. The Bakersfield Blaze squeaking one out here tonight in Rancho Cucamonga at the Epicenter. Scoring note, the official scorer has changed that base hit by Brian Walker back to an error on Davis Stoneburner. The pop-up out behind third base where he called off Jonathan Green and the ball dropped, leading to the run on the wild pitch where Carlos Colmenares scored. So that'll be an unearned run. And the Blaze comes in and just does the job. They've, after a mediocre series against San Jose, now they've come in here to Rancho Cucamonga, gotten the job done with a big win last night, another win tonight. They'll go for the sweep tomorrow at 2:05. William Calvert will be back with you, giving you all the play-by-play. I am Eddie Frierson, and I have enjoyed immensely doing this tonight while he's been on assignment. The heroes of today's game, Aja Barton for the Blaze, was 2-for-3 on the night, but the huge home run by Ian Gack, you know, really helped out as well. The fielding all the way around was fantastic, and the pitching, really, you have to hand it to Ryan Tatusco to come in and get the start tonight when he's been relieving all year, and to come in and throw five strong innings facing 19 batters, giving up zero runs. I tell you what, if you gave out a game ball, you'd have to give it to Ryan Tatusco. He did everything and more that they expected today. I'm sure that if you were to ask Dave Chavarria, he'd say, you know what, he can throw 6-7, you know, whatever, you know, what do you mean, relief pitcher? We stick kids out there and they just do the job. But if you ask most observers, they would just have expected maybe 2-3 strong innings tonight. Instead, they got five, kind of like Randy Johnson for the San Francisco Giants tonight, gave seven strong innings and picked up career win number 301. You know, it's funny, on this day in history, Christy Mathewson got his 300th, Roger Clemens got his 300th, and the big unit got his 301st. So, the final line score from the Epicenter, Bakersfield, the Blaze, 4 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error, and the Quakes, 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. This was a phenomenal ball game. Tomorrow, William Calvert will be back. Be on the air, hometownsports.com at 1:50, first pitch 2:05. We'll see you there, and thank you for having me. I'm Eddie Frierson. For all of you out there in Bakersfield and beyond, even those in Nashville, Tennessee, at WFK, Howie Klausner wrote an email in. A shout-out to you. This is Eddie Frierson saying so long, everybody.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.